Can you feel it, boys?
Yes.
Can you feel it?
Yes.
That's the danger tickling your butthole. You feel it?
Oh, yeah, I can. Thank God.
All right. I'm your host. Oh, by the way, this is the Danger Hour, if you didn't know. And I'm your host, James Danger. In front of me, he's back from the dead. You know, last show, you
recovered
heard his,
from a broken leg and everything.
You heard his demise. He was lost on the nature hike for, what, like 7 weeks now?
It was about 7 weeks, yeah.
Holy shit.
I had to piss on my own leg to
find
out
bacteria. That's not important what the story is. No one cares. The point is that you're here.
Apparently. I did see that eulogy everyone pissed on.
Yeah. It was just me, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I buried your ashes
several
at
days.
Sea. We had no bodies, so I just burned some bacon and spread the ashes. And I didn't go to Yosemite because I was too lazy and I couldn't afford it. So I went.
Did you at least go to Shabaram for me?
I did go to Shabaram, yes. You know that tiny bridge you walk over with a little tiny stream? That's where I poured your ashes.
Over the sewer drainage.
That's Ivan, the nature boy, Barthel.
Woo!
Come on,
I was
dude.
Weak, I
Come
know. On. I'm still fighting the exhaustion.
Pretend I cut your nuts
lost.
Off, then try it again.
I can't be put on the spot like this.
You don't go deep, you go, woo!
Woo!
No. You went,
it's not.
Woo, it's woo!
I swear. I'm choking
you can't
up right
go.
Now.
You can't go. Try that.
No.
Try it.
Woo!
That's a little better.
Nah, it's a little better. Barely.
Barely.
Fucking asshole.
I'm fighting off.
You should stay back in that cave you died in.
Infection from the wild geese I was chased by.
All right. And to my left is a first timer. I've been waiting a long time for this guy to come back. Long time. This is Albino, but I call him Bino Gomez. Say hello.
Woo!
There you go.
See? It's first try.
I guess you found your co-host.
Sorry.
And those were the tryouts?
All right, Bino.
Yes.
When is the last time I saw you?
Maybe.
Naked
May.
And crying.
You rolled over next to me and you kissed me gently on my cheek. Wait, what year was that?
That was last night. That was.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe May 2010.
Wow, you hear that, Ivy?
It's a long ass time.
Yeah, it's a long time. Before the year of danger happened.
Well, right. Before.
Yeah, it's true.
Long time.
So you knew this guy before he became an asshole?
No. He's always.
That's right. He's always been an asshole. I've known him since. Middle school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I got
to
tell you something.
You guys went to Cedar Lane?
That's right.
Yep. All right.
Yep. With Super Dick.
That's right.
You know Super Dick, Bino?
My homie Josh went with
okay.
with you guys.
I'm not sure if you know what Super meant. I know you know Dick, but we added Super to his name.
Why?
Because he's Super Dick. Because he's a big comic book nerd, that's why.
Huge.
Huge.
It's
going to be huge.
It was mind-boggling how much he knows, actually.
He's disappointed by everything.
No shit.
It doesn't follow the original mythos. That's what he says.
Mythos is my favorite new vocabulary word.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Ivan. I'm going to talk about Bino in front of him right now and in front of all the millions of listeners.
Wow.
Nationwide.
Is this live?
No, it's not. Bino, I'm not going to lie to you. He is probably one of the best people I know.
Really?
I mean, a really good man. I'm not bullshitting this time.
Yeah.
I say that about a lot of people, but I'm lying. Most of the time I'm lying. This guy's a good dude. I respect the hell out of him.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm lying a little bit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do you have an example why he's the best dude you know?
Nah, he just, he,
besides
all around.
The occasional good, reach around.
Good head on his shoulders. Always makes me finish first. good morals, ethics, all that shit.
Nice.
Good guy.
Very cool. Yeah. I'll toast to that.
Me too.
Because that's one thing that comes up on
you know,
the
you
show.
You don't toast before before we do it.
I know. I was toasting gonna say,
to myself. And he came down a notch. Yeah, no, sure,
right. I thought this guy had some respect. But honestly, for knowing us or knowing me for the first couple minutes or whatever, on this show, ethics and
morals
is rated so high on this show. Like, it's talked about often where people just are shitty people.
Oh, yeah.
So it's surprising, actually. But so we welcome people who are great. Thank
you. And now you may drink to you, sir.
Tobino.
Cheers, Tobino.
Thank you.
Ivan was kind enough to bring us a round of Mississippi Mud.
Oh, yeah.
Very delicious.
Danger Tuesdays.
That's right.
How else are we going to do
it? By the way, we're recording on a Tuesday night.
Oh, that's right.
This never happens, by the way. All right. But hey, why not? Okay. Here's what I want to talk about right now, you know, right, real quick before I get into the next shit.
Okay.
If you don't, well, we haven't seen each other for 2 years. We don't really talk much lately. But I hate slang. You know that about me? I like the old slang from the 80s or the early 90s that we were around as kids, but I don't like the new shit they're coming up with, right? I don't like, that's tight, yo. I don't like that shit. You know? That's no good for me. What else is new around these times?
There's whatever Justin Bieber says is pretty much out there.
I'm beasting, that shit. No good.
Oh, beasting. Beast mode and no. Beasting. I don't mind beast mode depending on the circumstance, but beasting is fucking stupid.
See,
either way.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
What about YOLO?
Oh, that's the worst. Fuck that.
You've used that, haven't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what it was until it came back, so.
Oh, until it came back. Oh, by the way.
I was dead for 2 years. In Yosemite.
You were hearing, Yaro.
Yeah, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. You guys stumbled upon each other. You guys saved each other's lives until you made it out of the wild. Now, we'll get to why Bino has been gone for 2 years. And it's not time traveling, I assure you. Although it kind of is.
In a
way. The time zones are different, so you did time travel. Huh.
Huh.
All right.
Well, that's what I was saying. Instead of hearing YOLO, he was hearing YARO.
Uh-oh. A little prelude of what's to come?
A little bit.
Anyway. Here's what I heard recently, and I actually approve of this, okay? I hate all slang except this. And your good friend Eugene is the one that posted it on Facebook. You know him? Eugene?
Yes.
You still talk to him?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you don't like him no more? You hate him?
Yeah, we had a huge
You're saying you
out.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's also friends with me on Facebook through you. And he posted this like 2 days ago, and I fucking loved it. Here's my new favorite slang.
Oh,
the only slang I will appreciate and condone. It's danger approved. This is what his post was. El Pollo Loco is the tits.
The tits is a good one, dude. That's been around for a minute.
I don't like been around for a minute, by the way.
Really?
Don't like,
you don't like that?
No, don't say that.
Minute.
We haven't spoken a minute, man.
I haven't talked to you in a hot minute.
Oh, man.
Have I gone down a peg?
You may leave us now. Yeah. But
I love
the tits, dude. That's so fucking cool. Especially El Pollo Loco is the tits.
Because what's greater than tits?
El Pollo Loco.
That's why you put tits over great.
That's right. Well, it's not El Pollo Loco's better. It is the tits. It's on the same level.
It's equal.
Yeah. It's reached awesomeness.
Yeah, exactly.
Tits status.
Tits status.
All right. Real quick before I do the next segment here. Bino, you're a real Mexican, right?
Well, my parents were born in Mexico. Let me tell you.
Mexican or Spaniard?
No, Mexican.
I would have never thought you were Mexican.
Yeah.
No, he's got that Spanish. You got Spanish.
Yeah.
Every Mexican has Spanish blood, right? Yeah. Look at you, asshole.
Well, my mom's is full-blooded
Don
Mexican.
Don Quixote? Who are you?
Yeah, pretty much. My mom's full-blooded Mexican. My dad's Spanish-German. Hence the white complexion.
Mm-hmm.
No, both of my dads are...
Whoa, we learned something new about Bino already. Let it be written, both his dads. So continue.
I had something to tell you.
We can stop the show now.
It's been written.
Both having two dads is the tits, though.
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
James, did you know about this?
I have my suspicions.
You thought that was just his cool uncle or what?
His younger, good-looking uncle?
Yeah.
All right, Mina, carry on. Both your parents, you're going to say?
Yes, my mom and dad.
Yes.
Are from Mexico.
Uh-huh. So that, okay, so that makes you Mexican.
I was born here.
Full-blooded?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Are they from, like, Jalisco or something?
Yep.
No shit?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, right on the button. Yep. You know what most people you ask from here? Where are you from? Jalisco. Everyone says that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, does no one like Jalisco? Is it shitty area or what? Because they all come over here.
Well, Jalisco's a state.
Yeah.
And there's pueblos within that state.
Yes, I understand that. But I'm saying majority of the Mexicans that are from here that you talk to are from Jalisco. Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Isn't it? It's very peculiar to me that I'm not kidding you, man. The last 3 months, I've run into people from Mexico, and I'd ask them, hey, where are you from? And fucking 9 out of 10 times, Jalisco.
Yeah.
Probably 10 out of 10 times, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it's just one of the biggest states that you got there. Like, Jalisco is one of the biggest states in Mexico, right?
Yeah, actually, outside of the main city, Guadalajara, which is the capital of Jalisco, is the biggest.
Yeah.
Second biggest city.
Mexico City is the first one, right?
Yes.
That's in Mexico?
Very good.
yes.
All right.
Where are you?
Here's my question.
Where are you meeting all these Mexican people?
Just in alleys and whatnot.
Okay. Randomly asking them.
In arcades. Not the kind of video games. The other kind. No.
Adult arcades.
There's this place I'm going to say right now. It's called Bronco. Broncos? Broncos.
That place was bomb, dude.
It's in West Covina. Is it West Covina? Yeah, it's West Covina.
It's La Puente.
Are you
is
sure?
Is that West Covina? I think it's West Covina.
Yeah, nah, it's West Covina.
Where is it at?
It's on...
Where Hacienda and Glendora
is
start.
It Vincent at that point?
Or no, it's Glendora.
Okay. Okay.
Alcott.
It's Hacienda. It's in the Hong Kong Plaza, dude.
Yeah.
So right before West Covina Mall. West Covina Mall.
No, bullshit, because
no, it's before.
You know how there's Hacienda Boulevard, and then there's the Shakey's and McDonald's, and that's where Glendora starts, and then you got Vincent? It's where Glendora and Hacienda meet.
It's within a mile of Shakey's, I would say.
It's still on Hacienda, though, so I'm thinking...
Anyway, no one fucking knows what we're talking about.
I don't know if that's La Puente.
You don't
think
so?
It's not La Puente. No, it's not La Puente.
All right.
What's cool? What's cool? Anyway, that restaurant, dude, it's fucking awesome.
Bronco,
I like it, dude. They got good-ass burritos. Actually, everything they have had there is good.
Okay. Me and James shared some tongue over there. It was pretty good.
Seriously.
We did.
What is it called? Lengua?
Lengua.
What the girl say? Try some lengua. And you go, I don't know. Most people mess it up. Not this place. Yeah. This place does it very good.
She was right. It was moist.
And I go, nah, I don't want no fucking tongue. And this guy's like, have my tongue, dude. Just grab my tongue.
Come
I was
on.
Like, fine. Just
stop
just,
being gay just, and have just, some of my tongue.
Just a tip. I liked it.
No.
I liked it.
It was good lingo, right?
Yeah. Anyway, the dude that works there is named Silverio. My name is Silverio.
Wow.
And I said, oh, where are you from? Jalisco. Nice. That's probably the only guy I've ever talked to, actually. So
you just extrapolated it from there. Like, 30 Mexicans.
Everyone's from Jalisco, by the way.
Jalisco.
This guy is one, like, 10 different people. So.
That's right. That's right. Silverio. Anyway, my question to you is, do you know about this, I don't know if it's like Mexican folklore, maybe you might know, Ivy. You ever heard something about if you see a hawk and a crow at the same time? Nothing?
No.
That I've never heard.
A.
Hawk
God
and
damn
a
it.
Crow.
Hawk and a falcon? I mean, a falcon and a crow? Anything and a crow? Okay.
Can't say that I have.
What I heard from a Mexican dude.
Yeah.
He said it's a Mexican thing. I guess it's not.
Maybe. I don't know.
He said if you ever see a crow and a hawk at the same time, that it's pretty much they're battling for your soul. And I think the crow is the good guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what he told me. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's interesting. But I never asked another Mexican. I don't think I did. But today, I'm at work, and I work outside. I look up in the fucking sky. I heard a fucking noise. I look up, and on a telephone pole, there's a hawk and a crow sitting there staring at me. And I was like, wait a second. Usually they're flying in the air, like battling each other, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what happens if they're both looking? Am I going to die soon?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I gonna meet my lover, my new second dad or something? What's going to happen? So this is not true? Nothing?
I've never heard that. I've heard a lot of stuff about crows, but not a like falcon what? Or a hawk and a crow. No, I thought I was always raised that crows were supposed to be the evil ones.
Yeah.
Like when again, Mexico, I got Mexican stories up the ass of like, you know, fairy tales and shit like
let
that.
Let me see, bend over.
In Mexico. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Prove it.
They always tell me some, but
there's a whole lot of them in there.
Right? It's a crevice full of them.
It's a cornucopia of stories. Yeah,
that's what I was looking for. But like my uncle had a few. Dude, this guy literally has 9 lives, but there was one where he was 7 years old and they had a boarded up well. They, you know, they lived in the frontier land. They were in the fucking middle of nowhere in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Like up till my mom was around 14 or something like that. Anyway, so her youngest brother, Roy, he was like 7 years old at the time. They have a boarded up well.
Roy.
That he's Rogelio.
Oh, okay.
That he's, you know, playing on top of. And, you know, he sees the crows around him, everything like that. All of a sudden, the fucking boards break and he falls down this well.
All right. Stop so, right there. Mexican Batman or what?
No shit. Right? true story right here. Though.
I'm Bat Hombre. What's the name? What's Bat in Spanish?
What is Bat in
Spanish? Bato?
No. I don't know, but all I know is Robin is Batichico.
Batichico?
Yeah. Really?
It's even gayer.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's...
I had no clue what bat is.
Batichico.
We're going to have to look this up.
Maybe it's Batman.
Batman. All right, so the dude falls in the well.
Falls down his well, and it's a dry well.
Yeah.
So I think it's supposed to be like
which means there's
feet.
No water.
No water, so he's going to fall on the fucking floor. But yeah. The well was only like, you know, 4.5 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're like expecting him to bang around. There's no other help besides Red Cross. Red Cross took almost like an hour to get there. They finally bring him up, and this dude had to go down in the well, pick him back up. And he comes up, minor scrapes. 0 bruises, a couple scrapes on his elbow and his arm.
How deep was
that's
he
again? That's it. About 30 feet.
Holy shit.
No broken bones, nothing. And everyone's surprised. Like, the dude, like, is... My mom remembers the guy holding him. He was, like, trying to, like, cradle him so he doesn't hurt him. He didn't know if he had any broken bones or anything like that. And they bring him up, and everyone's like, what the hell? This kid's got nothing wrong. And they're like, yeah, you know, you're a brave little kid. You're not scared the whole time. He wasn't crying or anything like that. And they're like, so what did you do that whole time? He's like, I just played with my friend. I'm like, who's your friend? Was el diablo, you know, the devil. He's like, he was hanging out with me down there. Like, everyone was just like, what the fuck? And my mom remembers that distinctly. You know, she was like 14 or something like that when that happened. And everyone tripped out because they're like, what the fuck is up with this kid? But yeah, and he's talking about what everything he saw. He was playing up there. He saw crows hanging around. And then, boom, he just falls down as well.
Hmm.
And he's literally gotten like 9 knives. Dude, there's 4 other times where he should have died and it didn't happen.
Maybe
one of
he's
them
the devil.
One of them, my dad was there to save his life.
Huh?
Or a cat.
Or a cat, exactly. He's a pussy.
The crows made him fall in the well.
But yeah, I was always brought up that crows were evil. So I don't know about.
It's funny that like my family has the same stories, like, but it's always the devil.
Yeah.
Like, who did this? Oh, the devil. Like,
who took my cookie?
The devil. Ghost ride too. Aren't like Mexicans it's huge on ghosts? My mom has a ton of stories of that.
I just think it's to scare kids because I don't know. Like, I think it's I don't know. I didn't think it was like when I was younger, I got scared, and then looking back, now it's kind of like I think my parents were lying to me.
Well, do they eventually? Did they every so often tell stories where you're just like, shut the fuck up? That's not true. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
My mom was telling me the other day of this little pueblo where this dude was like going through a village with his son. All of a sudden, this city appears. It's like fucking The Mummy. And the kid like walks into this village, and then the sun goes down and the village disappears in front of the guy's eye. And then 3 months later, he's supposed to go back. And it opens up again, and the kid said he was like gone for a couple minutes. He didn't know he was gone for 3 months. And wow. Like, yeah, bullshit. I was like, mom, shut the fuck up. I honestly get so frustrated, and I hate hearing those stories because I don't know. Well, we were brought up in the real world, and we fucking know that's a bunch of horseshit. So it's just like frustrating that they wholeheartedly believe in these stories. They're folk tales, but they believe in them like motherfuckers.
So I'm probably gonna die in like the next week.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But then you're gonna come back. Said, don't worry.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, I'm happy with it.
But it works out. The Mexican story everyone knows is you'll get a sty if you look at a dog taking a shit.
That's what I heard before.
Everyone Mexican knows that.
I get scared now. I look away quickly. It's in my head. All right, next up is a new segment. Ivan, I don't know if you know about this. It's called Asshole Thought or Not.
Nah, I haven't heard this. I was in a cave, you asshole.
The Asshole Thought or Not.
Asshole
Thought or Not.
What's you and this old-timey chicken?
All right, this is a, I don't know. What do you want from me? This is a segment I got because I have these weird thoughts in my head, and I want to ask you guys if I'm an asshole or not for thinking these things, or if you're on my side, or if I'm just a dickhead, or an asshole, if you will. But this one's a little different because it's not so straightforward as is my thought. It's more like something that happened, and I want you to tell me if this other person is the asshole, or if I am.
Okay.
Okay. So my wife wanted case closed. So my wife wanted some coffee. Right, we go to and she wanted a panini. Oh, you like paninis?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Oh man, you ever go to Panera?
Once.
Oh, you got to go to Panera and get the turkey artichoke deal. You've had it?
Yeah, I like Panera.
Yeah,
yep,
it's good stuff.
Yep.
So we go there. She gets a coffee.
A coffee?
A coffee. She gets a coffee, right? Anyways, And I guess she has like a card for this fucking place, and she got so many points. We go sit down. She goes, "Oh, I got a free, I got something for a free smoothie or a latte." So I'm like, "Oh yeah," and I was like, "I feel like having a coffee," and she gives me she's like, "Here, go get it. It's free." I mean, "Here, go get it. It's free." So she gives me the thing. We're already done eating. She has her big fucking her coffee mug of coffee, or it's a.
That was coffee. A big coffee mug with
yeah.
coffee in it.
And coffee mug of coffee. So I go up there. Now here's where it starts. The guy that works the counter is some really big fancy boy, right? Like, have you seen the video of? I think you have the new Batman with the Robin.
Oh yeah.
And he's like triple sale cow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You seen that guy? And he's like, I'll give you some of my flim flam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I said that to you, actually, where it's like 60s Batman or 60s Robin with current Batman.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Have you seen it, Bino?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Bane's beating the fuck
God
out of
God damn it. It's fucking... So that's what I'm thinking about when this guy... Because this guy is like that. Can I help you? Like, that's how he sounds. He's totally shit. Super gay, right? The whole thing. So I go up there, and here's my little fucking thing that happened with him. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I have this this... Yeah, I get a free smoothie or a latte, and I'm lactose intolerant, by the way. You know this about me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You were lactose? Or you're lactose?
Shut intolerant.
Your, shut your face. You don't know this?
You were gayer by the minute every time I talked to you. Did not know this.
Anyway, I said it in the last episode, by the way. But
I was in a
you
cave.
You ever heard? Yeah, it's going to come out in a week. So I go up there. I'm like, oh, so your smoothies, do they have milk in them? Yeah, they got milk in them. I was like, what about your... Because they had like frozen coffee drinks too. I'm like, what about your frozen coffee drinks? They got milk in them. Okay, what about your lattes? They got milk in them. I was like, fuck. And he goes, but you can get soy milk. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. Give me a latte with soy milk. And he goes, what kind? And he points behind him. And I'm like, what am I? I don't know. What are we talking about? What am I looking at? This menu over here? So I look at the menu and it's like, latte, mocha latte, fucking caramel, cinnamon latte, gosh, pumpkin spice latte, all this shit, right? And dude, I'm just overwhelmed. There's a line behind me. I'm like, what do you like? What do I like? I like the coffee latte. I like the. And he's going like he's getting all like weird looking, right? And he's like, just which one do you want? I was like, give me the mocha latte. Okay, okay. He punches in his little fucking register. You know, it comes up zero because I got the coupon. And I go, you know what? I just feel like I had to say something. I'm like, this whole world is new to me. I'm sorry. It's okay. And he gives me my fucking number. Okay, it'll be up in a minute. My question to you is, who's the asshole in this situation? The condescending little fairy boy or me because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about when I go up to the register?
The you guys split it, but I'd give it to the condescending fairy boy. Because you should have been like, what do I want? Because I worked at Starbucks. And I hated the motherfucker who was standing in line for the last 5 minutes, but wouldn't pay attention to what he wanted to order. But you're the customer. Customer's right. All that shit. They have to have good ethics, and they should be customer service oriented. Mm-hmm. So they should say, oh, let me walk you through what the lattes are. You got caramel, pumpkin spice. You know, we rub some pumpkin on top of it, whatever the case is. And then you're like, all right, cool. Now I know. So he's the asshole.
Well said.
Is this really how it happened?
Yes.
Verbatim. Word by word.
I'm not a fucking court goddamn. What do you call that?
Stenographer?
Yes. I don't have the transcript in front of me. But yeah, as far as I can tell you.
The guy is the asshole.
Okay.
Not you.
Yeah.
Because I felt like an asshole going up there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the fuck. Because when he's like, oh, well, I just said, oh, give me a latte. I didn't know there were like 7 different fucking lattes,
yeah.
Right?
But he,
I'm not the guy that goes, to be honest, dude, Bino, I don't want to offend you. I see you as a guy that is like the latte guy, the Starbucks guy. Is that you?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Nice. I'm so happy that you're not a coffee guy. Ivy?
I worked there and I didn't drink the coffee. I got stoned and drank Tazzleberry mixed berry
shit. Those are good.
It was bomb, dude.
How do you know if you don't go there?
And go.
No. My wife loves coffee.
Oh.
So
you get the Tazzleberry knuckleberry?
I get whatever's not coffee, yeah.
The thing was good, dude. It's just frozen juice. Slushied.
I felt like a dickhead because, dude, I'm sure everyone, mostly everyone knows about these whole lattes and... Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck other drinks are called.
All I know is that.
Espresso, all that shit.
They got so much shit. Well, latte means milk already.
Yeah, exactly. So I was going to say, that's kind of your fault.
Latte means milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Italian.
In what language?
It's Italian, yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I know. So you're not the asshole, but they kind still of. Got a description of what a latte is. So you should have been like, I'm standing in line. What do I want?
It didn't say that. It said lattes.
Yeah, I don't
think it
has
spice latte.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because at Starbucks, we had it on a chalkboard. It didn't say what it was.
Okay. Well, yeah, this guy was just like, in his face and his expression, it was like, you fucking idiot. You don't know by now?
He should have been customer oriented, you know, and like, hey, let me walk you through this.
The gay guy made me feel like a gay guy. Basically. All right. So I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
I'm not
surprised
asshole.
You went for a latte,
yeah,
dude,
instead of just a straight coffee.
Because I told you, the thing said latte or smoothie.
Oh,
free latte or smoothie. That's it. Right. Yeah. I didn't even know what the fuck a latte was. I got it and was like, this is a fucking hot chocolate.
Yeah. It's gross. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I won't get another one. Anyway, next up, it's been long enough, I think. We do something now that we do with every new guest. It's called the Rapid Five. We ask you a series of questions together by some scientists
okay.
in Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
And it's the reason they're put together is to get to the bottom of who you are, break down your psyche.
Okay. And then rebuild me?
And then, and then shape you to the man we want you to become.
Yeah, exactly. We break you down and we build you back up.
I like your style, Bino. Question number one. You look nervous, by the way. Are you nervous?
I've never done this before.
That's the wrong answer. No, I'm just kidding. There's no wrong answer. Question number one. What is your favorite movie of all time?
Psycho.
What?
Nice. Original Psycho or
original? Oh, yeah. No. The one with Vince Vaughn.
I was about to say. You never know nowadays, man.
Is that really your favorite movie?
The original Psycho, yes.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now he was quick on it, too, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I gave him the
It
questions.
Wasn't like a, let me think what's going to be cooler.
No,
wow. So are you saying that you like to kill people?
And watch them. Yes.
Watch them first and then kill them. Do you do the women's clothing thing?
Yes.
Nice. I like it.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
That's what my dad, two dads taught me.
That's a cool movie. You know what? That movie, I've talked about it before, but you bring it up. That movie is the only one. Well... One of the three, I believe, my whole life that's actually fucked me over to where I have to look in showers when I go into someone's house to take a piss. There's a curtain there, you know, not the clear fucking glass or like, what do you call that shit?
Clear glass.
Oh, not like, a glass door like that.
Curtain?
Showery glass door.
Yeah.
Not the glass because you can see pretty much inside.
Yeah.
But the curtain.
But
dude,
the
I got
frosted
it.
One especially.
That's
the
what I mean. Yeah,
curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, curtains?
Curtains or glass because they have both.
Frosted curtains?
Yeah, I have frosted curtains in my place.
Oh, they're clear looking?
No, they look like they're going to be clear, but they're frosted. So you might be able to see something moving there,
maybe a
but not really.
Two?
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, like, I like the movie. Same thing with, like, sometimes if I'm in the shower, you're like, what if somebody comes in and just starts stabbing me while I'm in the shower?
Exactly. That's the worst one.
So it's fucked you over too?
A bit, yeah. But I love
to everybody.
It. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Mirrors with Keith or Sutherland?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid movie, but that shit really freaked me out.
I can't look at mirrors now.
Well, there's that one scene where the girl who plays his sister, Amy Smart, she's like ready to take a shower and she's like looking at herself in the medicine cabinet window or mirror. And she steps away, but her body in the mirror stays there because, you know, she's fucking being haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And the mirror fucking opens up her mouth, like literally opening it up half her head. And it's happening to her in real life, too.
No,
it fucking
shit.
Kills her in the tub like that. And then Keithor comes over and he's like, and you literally see her head split in half. I was like, oh, fuck. But could you imagine that? Like, literally, like
that
same
night. Did you say
fuck butt?
No. Yes, you did.
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did.
I think I did. I think I did.
Take a drink,
oh,
asshole.
Fuck, but...
close enough.
So you're
you know,
afraid...
I try to bring this into my real life and
it doesn't
hardly
work.
Anybody brings it.
Doesn't translate.
You're afraid your face is
well,
gonna...
just that image of her walking away and her image still being in the mirror has freaked me out a few times where I was like, oh man, that would, I literally look twice sometimes like, am I still in the mirror?
You ever been driving in your car and you've been like singing along to a song and you think, what if someone's in my back seat right now?
No.
No? No. I don't either.
That's just stupid.
No, not me. Not me.
No. But I did have a airplane flight. I was going from Tampa, Florida back to LA. Well, layover in Dallas. But when we were leaving, I was listening to my MP3 player and Spirit in the Sky by Jeff Beck comes on. And I was like, really? We're literally taking off and Spirit in the Sky comes on. I had to take it off, dude. I had this like weird adrenaline feeling. It started in my kidneys and went up to my fucking heart. And I was like, I was about to freak out and tell everybody to fucking we're going to die right now. It's the
dude,
weirdest thing.
I purposely, actually on the same flight, I was going to Florida from Arizona, though.
No shit.
I purposely listened to Foo Fighters' A320.
No shit.
It's a song on the Godzilla soundtrack about a plane crashing.
Yeah.
I purposely listened to it just for the odd effect of listening to a plane crash song on a plane as I'm in the air.
That shit,
there's a great line.
It
goes,
out.
I look out, we're going down. And I was like, yes.
I'm glad you embraced it.
You are
it.
Pretty hardcore, asshole, I told myself.
I'm glad you embraced it. It literally freaked me the fuck out. I was like, the randomness. Well, at least you had a plan. Mine just came on randomly where I was like, no fucking way. We're all going
to
die right now.
I was like, what else can I listen to that's going to make me crash? All right. Question number two. What is your biggest fear?
I know this is going to sound funny, but it's actually flying.
In general, flying an airplane,
like airplanes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually really bad because I've been flying a lot lately, and it starts in the airport, or maybe even before.
You start getting anxious.
Yeah, my stomach starts turning, and I look at the airplanes, and I'm like, oh crap! Like, I have to go in that, and and then
death trap. No shit.
Once I sit down, I'm like, okay. This is all right.
You get drinks on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a way.
But the thing is that, like, in the U.S., they started, they're not free anymore. So,
yeah.
Right. Anyways, but taking off and landing, I'm like, cool. Like, you know, taking off, I'm still all right.
Oh, yeah.
And landing, I'm like, all right, we're going to be on land.
Yeah.
It's when we're, like, 30,000 feet in there. I'm like, we're going to crash. We're going to die. Yeah. We're going to fall.
Turbulence or just when you're flying clean and clear?
Turbulence, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, that's pretty fucked up, dude. Yeah. Turbulence, I'll tell you the truth. That's pretty freaky.
Especially like hard winds or something like that, because on that same flight, we were flying over Palm Springs, and we were flying kind of low, and we hit hard wings where you could see the cab of the airplane like flex. And I'm like, that does not look good, dude. That's
like,
we're not supposed to bend. That shit could be scary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, okay. It's like an irrational fear because everybody's like, there's 90,000 flights every day, and the U.S. hasn't had any fatalities.
Is that really true? 90,000 flights?
Yeah.
In the world?
No, probably. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And in the U.S., there hasn't been a fatal accident, I guess, since 9/11. Maybe one, but I don't know. But wait.
No, I'm trying to think because there's been a lot overseas. Like there was a Jamaican, there was a big one in France that happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the one that happened in France about like maybe 6 years ago? And they said that they had cell phone footage of the plane breaking apart, and it was footage from Lost they put on there. Dude, they got sued up the ass. That shit was so funny.
You see Jack flying out.
Dude, it was legit. It was Lost. It was like, wow. That was so funny. You can find
that
on YouTube.
That was when he wanted to fly because he wanted to crash, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're right, because
every weekend I take a flight and I hope the plane will crash. Kate, yeah. Look at my beard, Kate.
I'm surprised, because they say you're more likely to die in a train crash.
On the way to the airport, like a head-on clash.
Well, that too.
I was watching a little video and it said that you're more likely to die walking to the plane, like on the little like tarmac thing, than on the plane.
Imagine seeing someone die on the tarmac. It's like, that'd be fucked up.
What an asshole. Look at him.
Look at that. Who dies on the tarmac?
You step over him to get in your plane. That's a pretty legitimate fear, I think.
Yeah, that's for sure.
My dad's afraid
only
of flying.
One.
My dad's afraid of flying.
Has he flown?
I'm getting to that. Excuse me.
Mr. Jump Ahead.
Stop the show.
Let's see. For their 25th anniversary, which is like a few years ago. No, more than that, dude. Before Jasmine was... Yeah, way before Jasmine was born. They bought them both a trip to Hawaii for their 25th anniversary, right?
Very cool.
Stupid thing to do. I blew all this money on them when I should have went. So I gave them the tickets, and my dad looks like he's not happy about it. And I'm like, my mom's fucking, you know,
thrilled,
completely ecstatic. And I was like, what the fuck? What's his problem? And then my mom tells me he's afraid of flying. He's afraid of heights. I'm like, no shit.
That's awesome.
He never flew before. Oh, he's afraid of heights.
Death sentence.
And so, he drank like a madman. He doesn't drink, but he drank like crazy like before the flight, like in like a Chili's restaurant in the airport. So, yeah, he's like, I don't like flying.
Did you guys
hear and the
fucked
thing is, when they got in their plane, the tire, something's wrong with the fucking landing gear or something. So they had to get out and fix the plane. It's like, you shitheads.
And that happens really often. Like, real quick, my first flying experience, because I'd never flown, and the first time I was supposed to fly, I was 19, and I was working for IBM, and I was supposed to fly to New York. I get there 8 in the morning to fly out. We're about to take off, and they have to go back down and taxi, and we're in the airplane for about an hour, and they say, we have left engine problems. You guys have to get off. We're going to board you on another plane.
Right.
2 hours later.
I've done the same thing.
Get on another plane. We're revving up the engines, not even taking off, just revving up. We're having brake problems. We're going to have to get you out. We get out. We're on the third plane. This is almost 8 hours in, and they don't even bother taking off before they say they have landing gear problems. We have to evacuate again.
You were supposed to die that day.
Exactly, right? And by then, it was almost like 6 o'clock, and they said they canceled the flights in general. They were going to have to put us up in hotels, and I called my boss. I was like, dude, literally cannot fly. What do you want me to do? And he's like, just go home. Like, cancel the job. Yeah, and I didn't fly until I was 22, and that was a quick trip to Vegas. Thank God that turned out okay. But me and my buddy, who had never flown before, we went together, and we were like, oh, God, what's going to happen here? But, yeah, it was a scary feeling. I was like, was not meant to fly that day. So, yeah.
You probably would have died.
Did you hear that Jeremy Renner story?
No.
Where so he's filming what's the Bourne Ultimatum or Bowl?
Yeah.
Is it Ultimatum?
Legacy. Yeah.
So he's doing press, and he's flying to France, and he's flying over with a buddy. And he's like, man, I'm fucking tired. Like, I just want to crash out. And he's like, oh, dude, take this Avian. I'll wake you up. Dude, we got a 14-hour flight. I'll wake you up when we get there. He's like, all right, cool. He gives him this pill. It turns out to be Viagra. And he's got a raging boner on the airplane, dude. And they said he was cool about it. He was, like, laughing it up that his friend pranked him like that. You know, I was like, that is fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is, especially for a big celebrity who has, like, shit on his head. He's like, I just did press at one place. So I'm going to do press somewhere else.
How long does that boner last, by the way?
Usually 4 to 6 hours.
Okay, that's still funny.
Minus the sex. They say it's quicker if you've had sex, but still.
Go jerk off like 10 times, right?
Apparently, but wow. That's a good prank. Imagine you just get a boner you can't get rid of.
All right. Scary.
Next question. Yeah. That's your new biggest fear.
Forget flying.
Next question. What is a strange or weird thing about you?
I was talking about this with my wife. I have a couple things, I guess. I hate, my wife likes being tucked in.
You hate your wife?
Yeah, I hate my wife. No, she loves being tucked in.
I'll edit it that way. I hate my wife.
I hate. No, anyways, I hate to be tucked in. She wants like the sheets like super tight. So we've been married for 3 years, and pretty much after we got married, we're like, we have to sleep with separate blankets.
That's what I do.
She likes to be tucked in, and I like mine loose, except for my feet. I like roll my blanket under my feet. Like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
I do that in the winter months, but in the summer, my feet are fucking hanging out of the bag. Or the bag. The blanket.
You sleep in a bag.
Same thing, though. Yeah, she gets her own bullshit blanket, and I get mine. Yeah. Hers is like this nasty, thick cotton nonsense, and mine's like a really soft, you know, not
like
so
fleece
cotton.
Thing? Or
no, not fleece. Mine's polyester, by the way.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a nice
thanks.
My trip out because at my place, I have like, it's a cotton polyester blend, like, you know, mattress or what is it called? Not bedspread.
Comforter.
Duvet.
And then, you know, the flat sheet underneath. I just usually use a flat sheet. But even during this past weekend that was pretty fucking hot, my girlfriend will fucking still wrap herself up in that cotton and the flat sheet. So I'm good with just a flat sheet. She's
stupid
got the whole
girls.
Comforter. I'm like, what the fuck is that about? You fucking psycho. Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
We're fucking done. But one funny thing about that, I saw it on, I think it was that How Are You Gonna Die Facebook page or whatever. They had this funny fucking dramatization, like cartoon photo where, you know, because everyone was afraid of the boogeyman for a minute, where don't clean your foot off the bed or you're gonna get fucking taken under. Right. So it shows two beds and it says, outside this area, like literally 4 inches out of the bed area, certain death by the boogeyman. In this area, you're fine. It's like so fucking true, though.
So you believe in the boogeyman?
I did before, dude. I would not dangle my feet or my hands off the bed. And growing up with seven brothers where we had to share beds for a couple years because we were fucking poor, it was a hard thing to do.
Did they ever play like tricks on you where they pull you down?
That was the worst.
That's horrible.
And the reason I don't like to be tucked in was one of the things they did is they went under the bed and they held the blankets and I couldn't fucking move. I was like 7 years old and I freaked the fuck out. I must have shit myself because that was scary. Like waking up from being like, they didn't even get on top of me or anything. They literally just pulled it down so tight that it woke me up and I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And that shit freaked me out. And that's why I don't like roller coasters. If I'm restrained in any way.
Because of blankets?
Way,
is that how you ride a roller coaster?
Like roller coaster is my biggest fear. I'll go on an airplane 100 times in a day versus ride a roller coaster. I have the closest to a roller coaster I've ridden was the Mummy Returns at Universal. Never done Six Flags. Almost manned up and did the New York roller coaster, and then literally when I was gonna get on, I bitched out. You could ask my friends Steve and Jerry.
Like a bitch.
Literally, I was like, I can't do it. I gotta get out of here.
Nice.
But yeah, it's that lack of control. Like if this thing derails, I want to be able to save myself house, and I can't.
But you can't do anything in a plane also.
You can like jump
that's
in the
my
bathroom
fear.
You know,
jump in the bathroom.
Dude, if they're just
so you can die in shit and flames instead of just flames.
Everybody
plane,
knows that the bathroom
like
is the only thing that's left over.
I think there's just free will. Like I can unbuckle myself and run down the aisle like a maniac if I want. In a roller coaster, you can't. A roller coaster, you're strapped in and you're gonna fucking
and be ejected.
Payment.
Like
exactly, it's a big fear I have. I will never do a roller coaster. I don't think
that's some twisted logic. But all right,
hey,
the brains is crazy.
It is.
That's not really weird, Bino. That's fine though. I'll accept it if you got nothing else.
What about
here we go.
What
get
about
some heavy shit.
Dildo craze or any of that stuff you're talking about?
I thought we were going to save that for later.
That's all right.
That's good.
Else.
We can come back.
Next question
I'm sure we'll bring the weird out.
What is your hobby?
You know, I don't really think I have any hobbies. Mm-hmm. I like to think of myself as
I
don't
do hobbies.
I dabble in a lot. And okay. I'm not good at anything, but I'm not.
You know enough to get you in trouble. Like, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, so
I love, like, name anything, and I'll probably be like, oh, I know a little bit about that.
Penis.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about that. Okay. Yeah. So you like to dabble.
Like, let's say
classic cars.
Apple. I guess I like Apple stuff. Computers? And I follow that. Yeah, Apple computers. Okay. Photography.
You play guitar, right?
A little bit, but I haven't played it.
You just dabble.
Yeah, I just dabble.
Okay. So you're a jack of all trades in but hobby not, world.
But not really good at it.
Okay. Respect. That's kind of what. Oh, you didn't hear that. You weren't here. Never mind.
Yeah, I was dying somewhere.
That was Dominic. I think he said he
Who?
Has. He has a shitload of hobbies. All right. What do you hate or annoys you the most?
Right now, the thing that I hate the most is drivers. Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a reoccurring theme in this show, huh?
Oh yeah.
I haven't driven a car in like 2 years.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah. And so I come back, and it seems like everybody's just horrible driver.
Mostly. Maybe you're the horrible driver because you haven't driven in 2 years. No, sure. Everyone's doing it right.
Why is everyone on the left side of the road? Man.
What else do I hate? Since I've been back,
Well, real quick with drivers, have you only been back in the Heights or have you been like in LA?
So,
that
kind of explains.
Exactly why you hate drivers.
Yeah.
But I think you would be used to them from where you're coming from.
Yeah, but you don't drive there, so you kind of don't think about it.
Okay.
I hate now that you go to the gas station, if you pay with cash, it's one price. And if you pay with your credit card, it's like 20 cents more.
Yep.
What's that?
Processing fees.
Yeah.
Bullshit. But then if you pay with your debit card in some places, they'll be like, oh, it's 85 cents.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Exactly. So
if you pay cash, it's flat.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That is some bullshit. All
right. Here we go. This is the good questions now.
Okay.
What was that one? What do you hate?
What is the gayest song on your iPod? Hmm. Or listening device. Some people say, I don't have an iPod.
I said that.
Or computer.
An iPod.
Oh. All right, fine.
Does Disney count? I have some
Disney
songs.
What?
It sure does, buddy.
Disney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Disney songs.
Especially Hakuna Matata.
Oh, how about this? I have I know. I have songs from Wicked. The musical.
Wicked?
Yeah.
How's it go?
The
gayest one.
Defying Gravity. I can't sing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sing.
Let me hear a little bit of it, though. A tiny bit.
Gravity.
Say it in that. What's the main actress who did it in L.A.? What's her fucking name?
I've heard that was a good show. Is it true?
It's a very good show.
I saw it in Chicago. It's a really good show, but to have the audio is pretty gay. Like, I saw the show, but I wouldn't put it on my MP3 player, that's for sure. Yeah, that is pretty gay.
My wife likes it.
I concur. Don't use the wife card.
My wife likes it.
Asshole. All right, next question is, which celebrity would you be gay with?
I'm a man, so that would have to be a man.
Loosely.
What would one of your dads pick?
Does it have to be dead or alive?
No. Could be a dead.
Could be a dead one?
We'll bring him back so he can ravage you one last time.
Actually, I'll go with Christian Bale.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
That was a different pool. Yeah, Christian Bale.
Yeah.
American Psycho Christian Bale or Batman Christian Bale?
All Christian Bale.
Any flavor.
All of him in me. But do you want him talking that Batman voice while he's just stomping on you? Oh, Beano. I like it.
Where is she?
Who? Just fuck me. Shut up.
Can you feel that?
All right. What is your most embarrassing moment?
Okay. When I was in high school, my friends and I, we used to go to the park a lot and just hang out. And for some reason, one day we were leaving and I decided to go on the grass. Started doing like donuts on the grass,
like in your car.
In the car, yeah.
Or just spinning around on the ground.
I was about to say, wait.
I was just rolling around,
doing like a curly and running on the floor.
No, in my car, and started spinning. And my other friend, I don't know if you remember John Fan.
Yeah,
he joined me in his car, like a little Toyota Corolla. He started spinning, and then all of a sudden. He hits me.
Oh,
and we were like, what the crap? And so we go back to, this is at Thomas's Burton Park. Okay. And we go down to the parking lot and I look at it. I'm like, oh, what the hell's happening? Oh, crap. I look at my car. It's all dented on the side.
Like, how are you going to explain this?
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, you know what? Just you leave and I'll leave and you know whatever. So I start driving home, and I don't know why, but I stop at Wilson, at Wilson High School, just to kind of see again the damage. And I stop, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like freaking out. And then a cop car comes behind, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, just trying to think the fastest, like, an answer, like, oh, my friend hit me.
You said that?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Then, and then he's like, okay. He's like, were you doing donuts at the park? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to write down your license plate number and I'm going to go to the park. And if I see any marks on the grass, I'm going to come back and get you or whatever. Like, all right. And
wait. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, I would be like, bullshit, unless you found grass in my fucking bumper.
You had grass all over your car.
That's probably why.
Maybe, yeah.
So, but he knew. He was like, have you been doing donuts? I was like, no. And so he said that. He was like, I'm going to go look. And if it's true, I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
And so I go home. And I just went to sleep. And I never heard back from the cop, but my car had a huge dent. And my dad was like, I know what we'll do. We'll put styrofoam and then we'll put masking tape and then paint it red because my car was red. So I drove this car that you couldn't open the side door.
No
like
way.
The back side door because it was like styrofoam with masking tape on it.
Did it look good?
No. So that was pretty embarrassing.
That's awesome.
That's ongoing embarrassment, though, for how long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you never got it fixed, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Nice. All right, here's a final question, and we're done with all this shit. When you were younger, or now, it doesn't matter to me, did you ever tuck your dick between your legs and pretend you were a girl?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
You hear that? That was, how many, like, myself, I know you, Lito, never.
He did after the show.
He did after the... Oh, that's right. That's right.
He showed
that
me.
That was an update. But there's only...
I showed him how to do it.
There's been only a handful of people who've said yes.
No, it's been like half and...
It has to be less than half.
Do you think they're lying?
I don't think so. Now, some people will say... I think it's a little more than half that have done it.
Really? I'm thinking...
You know what? I gotta go through the list.
Yeah. I've only listened to a couple of episodes, but I'm pretty sure it's less
than
half.
I'm so happy you did that, dude. How old were you?
How old am I right now? 28?
Let me ask you a question. Was it before Silence of the Lambs? Or did I give you the idea?
Oh, no. Just...
Fuck yeah, dude. You see that? Ivan.
Good please. Show.
Thank you. So happy.
Why?
Why not? Because I did the same thing.
Like, when did you do it again?
I was young as fuck.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea.
I forgot how old I was, but it was the first time I noticed I had pubes. I was like, wait, let me tuck it in and see what that looks like. Literally, that's what it was.
Literally. All right. And now there's a new, the segment you know and love, Ivan, called Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
Have you still been doing this?
Yes.
He's disappointed by that.
What's this one?
This is, you're not involved in this.
Okay.
So you can breathe easy.
It's bullshit.
You know what? Fuck all that.
I've gotten the wide range questions. He continues this with another host.
Lito.
Who only does sci-fi questions.
All right.
Bullshit. That's not know-it-all. That's do you know all the sci-fi.
Do you know why? Because he's Mr. Supreme. What is it called? Nerd Supreme.
Nerd Supreme, yeah.
That's why.
Still.
Hey, fuck yourself. I like the intro song, that's all.
It is a good intro song.
All right, here's your question, Mr. Know-It-All. What is the lowest natural temperature ever recorded at the surface of the Earth?
Lowest natural temperature?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Just a natural, just naturally, it's this degree. Yeah.
Lowest natural temperature. On the surface of the sun.
Earth. Oh.
Where the fuck is sun?
That would be 400,000. Yeah.
Damn it, I knew where the sun was. I'm not sure about the earth. lowest natural temperature on the earth. I'd have to say negative 75 degrees.
Good guess, but you're wrong.
I thought so. What is it?
Of course you are. It's 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wait. That's the lowest?
That's the coldest it's ever been recorded.
So minus 100 and,
minus 128.6 degrees.
I was about to wait. I was like, what?
At the Soviet Vostok station in Antarctica.
Wow, 100 and Russia. Wait, how much again?
Negative minus 128.6.
128, wow.
And that's lower than, I don't know what this means, by the way, but it just said that it's lower than the melting point of carbon dioxide.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Of course.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. And, dude, to blow your mind even further, the lowest temperature in a laboratory that they created was negative 459.6 degrees.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
How's that even possible? That's even colder. After you make ice, how do you get colder than that?
Well, that's even colder than the surface of the moon, because I know, like, in the moon, if you go in the shadow, it could be negative 250 degrees. But if you go into the light,
is that true?
Positive 250 degrees.
Wait, that's true?
Yes.
So these astronauts, those suits can keep them alive like that?
No. No, it can't.
But they're on the fucking moon, right?
But they're not in the shadow of the moon. They're not on the dark side.
Oh, okay, Pink Floyd, relax.
Yeah, no, but seriously, if they go into a crater where it's...
Is there anybody in there? Can you... Not if you can hear me.
Love that shit.
Is there anybody home?
You need to listen to Us and Them, and by the way, if you haven't listened to that.
I know
track,
that one.
Us and Them is bad.
Us.
We should listen to that right now.
Us. That should be the rest of the podcast.
Us and Them. Them.
Isn't it like a 12-minute song or something?
I don't know, probably.
Anyways, but yeah, that's true. But right. 400 and what degrees? In that
negative 459.6.
Wow, I cannot even imagine that.
All right, just for shits and giggles, what's the highest temperature ever recorded?
Oh, I just read this.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, go for it then.
We'll both go at it. I'll go with 145 degrees.
Bino?
It was in 130... I believe was
nice. Well done, sir.
Death Valley.
What the fuck? Why'd you read that?
It's called the internet.
Oh, you just looked it up for no reason?
No, it was on Yahoo.
Oh, yeah. Really? Was it?
Yeah, like about a week ago. Actually, they thought that in Libya or something like that, it was 136.4, but they debunked it, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they didn't use. I read that today.
They
didn't use a like formidable technique. Yeah, so it was
crazy.
Like,
I think Death Valley must have some of the highest records in the world.
That's
right?
Fucking nuts, right? Out of all the everyone in the whole fucking world, it's in California, Death
like
Valley.
Like the
what's
Sahara.
So different there?
Well, I think it's maybe because it's a smaller region versus like the Sahara, which is
maybe
like
the aliens landed
itself.
There.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens.
Anyway, that was that. Still don't know shit, by the way.
I still don't know anything.
Happy about that.
Like an asshole.
You guys good? You want to take a break real quick? No?
I could.
I can pee.
I could pee too.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. There it is, boys and girls. Are you spilling?
Almost.
You better chug that shit.
Foamed right up.
Asshole. There's been too many spillings on this fucking carpet, if you can tell. See the dark stains?
It's not all beer either.
Hey-o. Okay, Bino.
Yes.
Ahem. Let's get into it now. All right. The last 2 years.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, you've been in Korea?
That is correct.
How do you say yes in
Communist.
Korean?
Communist.
Ne.
Ne?
Or yeah.
What the fuck?
Either one is good.
Yeah. Ne is very... Actually, there's three. Eh? Ne? Yeah.
Eh?
Eh?
That's what the Mexicans say when they say what?
Eh?
Eh? Eh?
Yeah, yeah.
It just means like, yeah. Ne means yes, and yeah is polite.
Polite?
Yeah.
That's what it means?
No. It's yes, but very polite.
So yeah is like, yeah. Where the other one is like, yes.
No, yeah is a polite one, right?
Yeah. Yeah is
the... And ne is like, what's up, bro?
No.
Oh.
Ne is just like, how are you doing?
So ne is like, yeah, where yes, yeah is like, yes.
Shut because, the fuck up.
Well, because we have that distinction here. You either say yeah, and that's very informal and rude, or you say yes.
It would be kind of like if you asked me, we're friends, and you said something, I'm like, or yeah. That would be just between friends. And then if I went to a store and they said, do you want a coffee? And I said, nah, that would be yes.
Oh, okay.
But if I was talking to my grandpa or the president, and he asked me, do you want coffee? I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
makes sense.
Okay, fine. Okay, so you were in the, which is the evil Korea? North or south?
North.
The north.
North is evil. So you were in South Korea.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, how long were you there?
I was there for 2 years and 1 month.
2 years and 1 month. I've been without you that long, huh?
Correct.
Holy fuck, man. It's been a long time.
Actually, you were for longer because then we traveled a little bit.
That's right.
Afterwards.
You selfish asshole.
Yes.
What'd you think about me?
No.
All right, fine. And why were you there? I know why you were there, I believe, but I want you to tell me why you were there. And all of our millions of listeners across the country.
Well, to all the millions of listeners, I was there teaching.
Teaching English. Sex ed, right? Oh, what?
And sex ed.
English?
In English.
English? You're thinking English? English?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my question.
Yes.
Here's my question to you.
All right.
I know three different, including you, I know three different people that have gone to Asian countries to teach English to kids, right? Kids?
So that's four.
No, including you, I said.
No. Okay. So that's...
Three.
Back down to three.
So you're teaching kids, right?
That is... Well, for the most part.
How old are we talking?
I taught pretty much first grade to sixth grade. And then some adults. And some middle schoolers as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
But
My question to you is... I know three... Personally, including you...
Yes.
Three people that have done this.
Yeah.
You in Korea.
Yes.
Another girl in Japan.
Yes.
And one more girl in China.
Okay.
Is this in my opinion, in my little circle, knowing three people is a fucking huge deal.
Yes.
That have gone to Asian countries. Is it a big fucking demand for people from America to go to over there and teach English?
Yeah. They know that. Right now, the English language is kind of like the most popular. So all the kids have to know English.
And they don't have any English teachers over there.
they want to learn kind of like the most authentic mm-hmm. version. So,
okay. And now, two of the girls that I know that went there aren't teachers.
I'm not a teacher as well.
They have no, but you have a degree.
Well, I mean, I have a degree and I did some subbing. But
yeah, exactly. You have some kind of knowledge in the field. Mm-hmm. These girls don't have shit, I don't believe. So how do they get chosen or picked?
I don't know what it's in Japan or China, but in Korea, as long as you have a degree, it could be in criminology. It can be in...
It's going to be a bachelor's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't need any experience teaching. They just need that degree in anything but bachelor's.
So you can be a total retard with a degree.
Yeah.
And go there and be like, hey, what's up, bros? Like, okay, here's how you say the word the.
But is it mainly for like English and just English and grammar? Because other countries like China, Korea, Japan, they're rated higher, especially in the
science,
United Nations. I forgot what the UN's like statistics are for education. You know, compared to the U.S. versus other countries, the U.S. ranks like 25 versus any other country in any other field besides English. So, like, do they just let them teach English? You're not there to teach, like, rocket science or anything like that, or what?
When I was there, it was all about English, but sometimes you would teach, let's say, English, or how can I say, math in English.
Okay.
Or science in English.
Okay.
And it would be like really dumb things that they already knew. Like,
but just mainly teaching them how to do it in English.
In English, yeah.
Okay.
So they would learn English science words or math science words. But it was all English.
Yeah. Okay.
So you would speak to them completely in English. That's it. Why? Do you know Korean?
No, I don't know Korean, but I was there for 2 years and you start picking up things.
So do you know the language?
No.
Can you speak
how
anything?
Would you communicate with your students then?
Well, actually, most of them are pretty
well versed already.
Korea is crazy. Like, you start learning English from kindergarten. And so, all of them are, some of them are like the same English level as their.
You.
As their counterparts here in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, most of them understand. Yeah. You could just have a class. I could talk to them like this, maybe a little bit slower, but yeah, they would understand.
So I've heard that if you were submerged in a culture for 2 or 3 years, you would be fluent. That's not true?
No, that's not true at all.
Wow, you disappoint me. So do you know anything in Korean right now? Can you say something?
Yeah, I mean...
Can you say, my dick is hard in Korean?
I don't know how to say that, but I can say that... all the kids, the euphemism for penis is a pepper.
A pepper?
Yeah, like a chili.
Yeah.
And so they would always say, like, pepper. And so sometimes I would say, bring out your paper, kids. And they would be like, ha ha ha, bring out my pepper.
And would you scold them or would you laugh?
No, I would just ignore them.
Oh, yeah. I would laugh, I think.
Yeah.
You crazy Koreans. You crazy Korean bastards. It's funny.
Now settle down before we drop a bomb on you.
So, did any of them ever like talk shit to you? Like,
Pepperhead! Pepperhead! You Pepperhead!
No?
No, not really. They would talk in like behind my back.
And that was, I don't know if you're going to get into this question any deeper, but it pegs a question I was going to ask. Like, how do they treat American citizens in Korea?
I did have that question, Ivan.
You did?
Thank you for blowing
you
it for me.
That's for fucking not sharing, asshole.
No, honestly, like, kids are punks. Like,
and well, yeah, but like, walking the streets as a white dude in Korea, like, are they indifferent?
No, absolutely not. Actually, when we went to Japan, they were indifferent. They would just not even look at you. But in Korea, it was just pointing and like, oh, or hello. Yeah. Like, every kid was
would
like...
Would you say they like Americans or they were like, eh, white guy?
I wouldn't say that they hate Americans, but they think we're inferior.
Well, because
no shit.
Yeah.
In the time you were there, like you were there when that U.S. tank ran over those two little girls, right? In 2011, in Korea. I'm not sure what the exact town or where it happened at, but it was apparently next to a military base. But a U.S. tank ran over two schoolgirls on a street in 2011. And that caused a huge uproar.
Is this news to you?
Apparently, the military is a big issue. Yeah.
You never heard about
Korea.
That?
They do. There's like one city in Seoul is the big city.
I was
the
about
capital.
To say it. That's Seoul or something like that. I couldn't say it right.
Yeah, Seoul is the big city. And within the big city, there's an area called Itaewon. And that's where all the military people are at. And Koreans hate that area because it's like the military people. They're, you know, big and they think that they, you know, own the place. And so...
Well, yeah, because there was a couple stories. Like, that was the most graphic one I heard. But the other one was another American soldier, I think in, like, 2009, who broke into a Korean family's house and raped a daughter there repeatedly, like an 18-year-old daughter repeatedly. So Americans do not have, at least for military, do not have a good rap.
No, they hate the, like, it's kind of weird because in a way they know that they need them in case if North Korea ever attacks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they hate them for being there because, you know, they're foreigners. They're
invading their land.
Yeah. So
they don't hate you for being there. A little bit.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever give you some shit?
No.
Like, you pig.
They're never like,
American pig.
You round-eye motherfucker.
No, not really. But once in a while, like when the man started to get really drunk, you would get like looks or that sort of thing. But, and, you know, when they were in the group, they thought, oh, like, you know, what are you doing here? That kind of stuff. But we never really had any issues like that. But they're definitely racist, you know, but you kind of deal with it. So.
So how did you feel about being there? Did you feel weird?
You know, at first, everybody kind of stares at you. And you're like, what the crap? Like, why are you looking at me? And you start kind of building an anger towards them. Like, stop talking to me. Stop pointing at me. Stop staring at me. But towards the end, you kind of, if you see a Korean that's doing something different, you start staring at them. Like, I started staring at them. Like, oh, like, why are they dressing that way? Or they have a very group mentality.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end, you started to kind of become a little bit like them. Like we started to become a little bit like them. So
hate Americans and whatnot.
Yeah. actually, it really is true. Like, we lived in a small city, and we knew all the foreigners.
That's you and your wife, right?
Yes. Sorry,
we never established that. I think.
Sorry, my wife and I, we moved to Korea.
Yeah,
and we lived there for 2+ years.
And your wife taught also.
Yes.
Okay.
And we lived in a small city, far away from Seoul, like 2+ hours on the other coast. And we knew all the foreigners. There were maybe like 40 or so. But whenever another foreigner came, it was like, oh, like, why are there foreigners here? Like,
you know, you thought that too?
One of those white people. Which is, you kind of, your mind starts changing. And it's funny because it's only 2 years. But
so now do you hate me and Ivan right now?
Pretty much. I'm like, dang, they look Mexican.
Well, you bring up that you were outside of Seoul by like 2 hours. Like, I heard anything outside. I don't know if you frequent that city, but I heard for being one of the bigger cities in the world, it's one of the cleanest cities in the world. But they said as much as the population is concentrated in Seoul, they said the rest of the country is actually pretty beautiful, like big landscapes and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. The Seoul is okay. It's just like any other big city. It's like a commuter city.
Mm-hmm.
All the people come into work and then they leave.
Yeah.
But the rest of Korea to the south is very beautiful, and lots of beautiful nature and mountains, and the people are really nice as well. Yeah. Like when you're in Seoul.
Well, even Seoul's surrounded by mountains, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
nobody fucked with you at all?
No, I mean,
wasn't like a Karate Kid status, you know, like, hey, you don't, I don't like you. You fight me now. No.
Oh. I mean, just little things that you know that they're being racist towards you, but nothing where I'm like going to stand up and I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that. No.
So did they have any of those issues where, you know, we always heard it in school, like, oh, if you scratch your chin in America, it's fine, but in Japan, it might mean fuck your mother. Like, did you have any of those issues over there where you're like, oh, I didn't know picking my ass was meaning fuck your family? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stumped them.
No, I'm sure there are.
But you never ran into any in a couple years, like any American mannerisms that would set them off?
Gosh. I know there's one. And if I asked my wife, she would know. If you call an older person by their name, that's really offensive.
What do you call them by?
Usually teacher or...
Sensei.
Sensei.
You say teacher?
Yeah, you could say teacher or...
Like anybody older than you?
Yeah.
Okay. Respecting your elders, that kind of thing.
It's very important.
You don't call them their first name?
No. Actually, in a lot of like workplaces, you don't really even know your teachers or your coworkers' first names. You just know their last name, their family name.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, where we worked at, our teacher, some of the teachers, I never learned their first name. Huh. They were just Mrs. blah, 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 blah. Or
that's okay with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got it. You never, like, let's say, for example, if I go to the store,
mm-hmm.
Or if I'm a worker, I never put anything down, like, on the table. Without, it's kind of weird, like I have to hold my hand that I'm giving the thing with to you, like let's say for example if I'm gonna give you a $5 bill,
mm-hmm.
with my right hand, with my left hand I have to kind of guide my right hand.
Yeah. Huh.
It's very polite. Like if I just give you with one hand, it's
like,
very
fuck this guy.
Yeah, it's
really
very rude.
Do you think you're gonna pull something swifty, like he's gonna stab me.
No. It's rude. Like you always hand something with two hands.
What if you're like you got a gimp fucking left arm?
Sure, that's different.
They'd understand.
They're gonna ask you to leave.
How disrespectful! I'm a gimp. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. I know it.
So always hand something with two things, two hands.
Two things.
always hand something with two hands.
It's kind of weird, right? What if your hands are full?
Yeah,
you gotta put everything down. Here you go, two hands.
I don't know you. Yeah, I think you put it down and then hand it. I don't know. But
fuck. 2 years, you don't know this shit. What the fuck's the matter with you?
it's kind of the same thing. Like you start believing in that, and so if somebody hands you something, like we went to China, and in China they just throw it at you. Like here's your change, bam. And you're like, oh, what the hell? Like,
you're like, fuck you.
Why are you disrespecting
me? Yeah, exactly.
So,
that's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So living there for a while, you start taking on their fucking beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
American heathens, is what you said when you came here.
I was waving a Korean flag.
All right. Are they more technologically advanced than us?
Yes and no. I'll give you an example. Like in Korea, every other store is a cell phone store. Everybody's connected through their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a smartphone. Mm-hmm. I mean, first graders, everybody. But there's certain things that they're kind of behind. Like for example, in Korea, you could never go to a place and get free Wi-Fi. Very rare.
No shit.
But here in the US, you can go anywhere and you'll find something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yes and no.
Yeah.
But definitely everybody, all the kids have a computer and they all are connected to the internet. But
I don't know.
Are computers very very prevalent in the schools? Like when you taught, were they? Did everyone have computers in front of them?
No.
No.
It was just a regular classroom. They did have a computer lab, but the computers were very old and just regular.
That's always the case in schools, huh?
Yeah, for the most part in schools.
Yeah,
but that's one thing. Like in foreign countries, especially smaller countries like that. But they seem like consumer electronics seem very advanced compared to the U.S., but we got the nukes. like when it comes to like actual like world-changing type of deals.
What matters?
Like what matters? Their technology is far away from ours.
Yeah, no. And honestly, like their technology, I don't think is that much advanced from the U.S. Like... any cell phone that they have will probably have as well.
Yeah.
Japan is actually the one that has kind of like weirder things. But in Korea...
well, most of the companies are... That's their home. So obviously they get the first snap at most of that shit.
Like, for example, Samsung is from Korea. And they came out... Yeah. Huh. They came out with Samsung and LG, or the big Korean electronics company. And they came out with a huge phone. It's called the Note.
Yeah.
And it was out there in Korea, let's say maybe 2-3 months, and then it came to the U.S. So it's not really this super advanced,
right?
I think a lot of people. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say before they were really exclusive, but now, like you said, it's just a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's opened up.
Japan's way more advanced, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's way more advanced, but they have different technologies and different companies. Yeah. Like, when we were there, we saw these phones that would never sell in the U.S. Like, little tiny things or these white strips or, they just have weirder stuff.
Band-Aid as a phone?
But I think that's the one thing that Americans think about Korea or Asia, that in many things, it's so much better. Like, let's say technology or education or that kind of stuff. And really, it's not.
Is there still like a lot of old school ways of living in Korea?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like in the town that we lived in, you still have the houses that are maybe 50, 60, 100 years old, but they're like those short, they're kind of made out of that
bamboo and shit.
Like fiberglass and carton. Yeah, like cardboard kind of houses. Yeah. So it's... In Seoul, it's definitely all futuristic, but when you really go out to the rest of the country, it's like any other country.
When he first got here, Ivan, we were here hanging out, and he wanted to walk towards the back yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a carpet area. He goes, "Do I take my shoes off?"
I'm like, "No shit, you were used to it."
He said that shit, dude. I'm like,
"Wow,
can I step on it?" I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
You're like, your shoes are probably cleaner than my carpet.
So what's the deal? I think what I remember is your shoes, is something like the sole or something, or is it just a matter of being clean?
I'm pretty sure it has something to do with some old tradition, but really it has to do with just being clean. A lot of people spit and that kind of stuff, and so
spit?
Yeah. So it's really just about being clean, basically. Okay.
So are they cleaner than Americans? They're not, right? I got a question.
Okay.
Do they shit standing on the toilet seat? Is that true?
That's Cambodia.
That's China?
Cambodia.
Is that China?
China, I guess I can see. What about Korea?
No, they have, I don't know what they would be called in Korean, but squatty potties, which are just basically a hole in the ground. And so
you've used that
a couple of times.
Is it nice?
No, absolutely not. It's ridiculous.
So is it literally a hole in the floor, or is it raised up at all?
No. It's a hole. Like, imagine your toilet.
I've seen this
seat.
In a movie called. It's a Korean movie called I Saw the Devil.
Oh, really?
You heard of it?
No.
Oh,
that sounds so familiar.
It's so fucking good.
Just imagine your toilet seat, but stretch it out a little bit and make it flush with the ground.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what it is.
Crazy.
I saw that shit in the movie, dude.
Saw the Devil.
I saw that. It's such a good fucking movie.
I'll look at
it. It's on Netflix. It's a Korean movie.
Perfect.
It's a great ass
Battle Royale.
Huh?
Battle Royale. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No.
It's the original Hunger Games from Japan.
Really?
They fucking shoot kids in the face in that movie.
Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
It's on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And made before Hunger Games.
Man. Nice.
Shooting kids in the face.
That's I fancy that.
I tripped out. I was like, what?
That's always a good movie.
All right. Sorry. What were we saying?
Just about the squatty potties.
Oh, yeah.
But no,
Oh, is it true they have like no toilet paper in there? Like hardly anything?
No, they have toilet paper.
Oh.
I was about to say the land of perfect shits.
I thought it was like the toilet paper is like in like the main lobby and you take what you need before you go in.
Very few places. Those places do exist. But I mean, that's kind of the same thing here. Like if you go to some places, they won't have toilet paper. You'll have to get it beforehand.
No.
Never been to one of
What's
those
the matter
places?
With you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like what?
I don't know, like rest stops, or I don't know.
Day rest stops.
After you get a blowjob, you got.
No, but there were a couple places, but no, not.
All right, when you first got there, you and your wife, you just barely get there, maybe like the first week. Do you think? Okay, one of two things is my question. Do you think, wow, this is fucking cool, great, this is a new place, this is gonna be cool and interesting, or do you think, what the fuck did we do? Why are we here?
The first week was just taking everything in. Uh-huh. Like, everything's different, and I don't understand anything. And then the next 2 or 3 months were, oh, man, like, I miss home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I miss my family. I miss the food. Like, that kind of stuff. And then, like, 4 months in, you start adjusting.
Yeah.
And then it's all good. I mean, sometimes you're like, why do Koreans do this way? Or,
yeah.
What are they shitting the floor?
But then by like month 9, you're like full blown communist or what?
Yeah, exactly.
You burn the American flag.
Effigies.
All right. Now, what's the what's the biggest culture shock that you found once you were there?
I think kind of like what I was saying earlier, going in, I thought, oh, like Korean children are going to be well behaved, or they're going to be really smart. That's what I think most Americans think that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in and there's some pretty dumb kids and they're not well behaved. And it just made me realize, like, it doesn't matter what country you're in, like kids or people are going to be the same no matter what. That's, I think, the biggest.
It's just a different language.
It's just a different language. They look different, but the reality is they're rude or
they're still shitheads.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're still kids.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
So you're saying the people at Walmart in industry are the same Koreans in Korea somewhere.
Yeah, there's a Walmart somewhere in Korea with like.
Is there Walmart over there?
No, there's a store called E-Mart.
No fucking way.
The Walmart equivalent.
E-Mart. Actually, Walmart tried to go into Korea and they didn't succeed. And
right.
This other store called E-Mart, which is basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, but it's a Korean store.
E-Mart.
E-Mart.
Nice. So. Okay. We're going to close this shit out. When it comes to food and drink, there you go. Nice.
Good
I like
job.
That. When it comes to food and drink, is there like the same shit you think like as American, like monkey brains and fucking dolphin lips, all that shit?
Absolutely.
Dolphin lips.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Bat guano and
no shit. I mean, no
testicles.
Pun intended. They really serve bat guano?
No, absolutely not.
That's only in Africa.
There's a couple of weird things that they eat.
Uh-huh.
That comes to my mind, and the most traditional home style food is this thing called bondegi, which is the
bondegas. You're saying
no, not albondigas.
I have that in my car right now.
Bondegi is the silk worm, the worm that makes the silk worm.
Oh boy,
it's like it's cocoon or something like that.
Yeah,
and so it looks like kind of. Do you know how a cockroach?
Wow,
like the cockroach's body, basically.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looks like without the head.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And closed off. And
they eat that shit?
And
so have you tried it? Or the actual insect?
No, it's the I don't even remember. I think it's the cocoon.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's a cocoon, but not the insect.
You never ate it though.
But what?
You never ate it?
No. Because I never ate it because you would walk down and they would be cooking it on the streets. Uh-huh. And it's a horrible smell.
That's what I tripped out about Korea, though. They're like one of the biggest researchers of silkworms, though. Like, yeah. They have farms of silkworms where they like inject with neon colors, that they do different testings with their silk and all that stuff. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, but then they eat them, so.
Yeah, exactly. The leftovers.
It's supposed to be like a traditional food. So a lot of people like remember when I was a kid, I ate silkworm.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so.
So what did you eat when you were there? Did you succumb to their diets over there?
Yeah. Except for the silkworm. But.
Do they actually have Korean barbecue over there, or is that just a U.S. thing?
No. So, for example, here...
It's just called barbecue over there.
No, actually, it's really funny. Here, when you go to Korean barbecue, it's the short rib.
Yeah, exactly.
And over there, beef is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And they actually call it LA galbi.
There's no cows over there, right?
No, there are cows. Oh. It's...
Just not mass-produced like in the U.S.
Just not produced. It's kind of like Japan. In Japan, they had the Kobe beef.
Yeah.
And they're these special cows. And Korea kind of has the same thing. They think they have these cows. They're called Hanu. And they think they are the best cow. Like, no other beef comes close to this cow.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Is that true?
No, I mean, beef is beef.
Well, that's the crazy thing, dude. Like, you mentioned that, like, they were doing this... these tastings in Japan, and they have this specific Kobe beef, but you guys have had sashimi, the raw, that's actual sushi, that's raw fish,
right?
They do sashimi slices of meat from cattle, and they eat them just raw like that. They'll dip them in a little bit of the sauce or whatever, but they fillet them like that. But the way they're marble, I don't know if you guys know your steaks, like a good steak is when it has a good marble in it.
Please tell me more.
The way you want to pick a steak, if people go, we're like, let me get the reddest, juiciest one. Uh-huh. That's the worst way to go. You want to get the one that looks like marble. Literally, it has fat slivers between the red. The fat is what makes the flavoring and what gives you that good, nice consistency where it melts in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, Japan and Korea have really perfected that, especially with the Kobe beef in Japan. But they've done it so much where you can literally eat this meat raw. Now, you can't have like a pound of it raw, but they do it in slivers that you can roll up and just eat. Just cut up right that. But it's not 100% beef. You know, there's that marbleize of the fat that's in there. But they've fucking done their cattle to perfection, dude. Yeah. And it's like, and it's not scientifically altered. It's the way they raise them. Like Kobe beef, they feed them beer and like this high-end type of, literally give them beer. High-end types of like grains and and massages.
Yeah,
massages.
They talk to them and give them massages.
No way. They talk to them.
Yeah,
and like in Japan, you can
like
go
that shit?
As
I'll fucking
detailed
touch you all night long, cow.
Like in Japan, you can go as detailed as asking what side of
the asshole you want.
The cattle raised itself off the floor because. The one that whatever leg it used
it's
to get
muscle.
Off the floor had more muscle, so it wasn't as tender.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's fucking crazy, dude.
They document that shit?
Yep.
This guy was a lefty?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking nuts.
But when we were in Japan, we had horse meat.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't gamey or anything like that, or what?
It was, you could tell it was a little bit gamey, but it was still, like, we went to a sushi place, and we had, like, roe, which is like the eggs that was disgusting, but we had horse and that was really good. If you ever get a chance to eat horse,
You ever had a quail egg?
No.
Oh boy,
never tried it. I've heard of it, never tried it.
I went to this place with this gas boy. It's over here, on by the In-N-Out in Kalima.
Okay,
called Come On.
Yeah,
Come On, Come On,
Come On.
So you go there and he order. I forgot what it's called, dude. But it has a quail egg. They fucking a raw quail egg. They crack on top of it.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "Oh, tonight you do good with your woman." And then Josh goes, "Our gas boy, it's an aphrodisiac." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Yeah. Apparently, it's gross as fuck when you see it, but it's not too bad.
Does it just taste like egg?
No, it's better.
So did it work?
No.
It didn't work on you?
I don't remember, by the way. I don't know. Anyways, I mean yes.
Anyways, just to finish the story, like here Korean barbecue is the short rib, uh-huh. but in Korea it's called LA galbi, like from Los Angeles, LA. Uh-huh. And it's super expensive. We never had it because it's like a fancy, super expensive meat cut. Yeah.
So you can just come here and have it for cheap, right?
Exactly.
It's carne asada over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now what, okay, I think you already answered this off the air, but let's just do it again anyway. Okay. What is the beer of choice in Korea?
There's three. Height.
Height.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Height.
Height.
Shout out Josie.
Cass or Max?
Cass or Max?
Yeah, and I would say probably the choice is Height.
Height.
Height. Height.
I thought you're going to, you know what I thought you were going to say? The same thing. Who's the Mexican guy that said it?
Josie?
No. Oh, no. It just came out today. You didn't hear the episode.
No.
Al. He said that his family from Mexico, all they drink is Bud. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They're from Mexico and they drink Bud? So I thought for sure you're going to say that they wanted Bud or Bud Light.
Yeah.
But it's not the case. No. Okay. I like that. No. So,
hey!
Hey.
Have you had that before?
Yeah.
Okay. You like it?
Meh. That wasn't bad.
It's kind of like American beer. It's very watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's whatever.
And you brought, what'd you bring today?
Soju.
Soju. Does it say soju? Like that?
Maybe. Soju and makgeolli.
I just picture you in like in a restaurant going, I'll take the Kobe beef, some deer. What was it?
Horse.
Horse.
Oh, some horse and some soju. And a side of height. No?
No.
Oh. All right. Well.
Nice.
Anywho. What'd I ask you?
But they.
Oh, that's it? That's only beer? Oh, yeah. Soju. Talk about soju for a butt.
Soju.
A butt.
A butt. A butt. Soju comes in a little green bottle, and it's about $1. So it's the cheapest alcohol.
$1 American.
Yes.
Okay.
But Korea is kind of crazy because they have a seniority thing. So let's say, for example, you're older than me and you offer me a drink. Mm-hmm. I cannot refuse it. If I refuse it, I'm disrespecting
no
you.
No shit.
Yeah. So
that's fucking awesome.
That's the same thing in Japan, though.
Yeah,
too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I go to a business meeting or whatever and I'm the youngest one, I'm probably going to get trashed because everybody's like offering me drinks.
On purpose, right? Because you can't refuse.
Yeah, you want to be a jerk.
What if you're like
Dickie Mouse? Dickie Mouse.
What if you're completely shit faced? You're like, they're like, you know, hey, no. You're like, no. You can't do that. You can't refuse.
No.
You dishonor your family.
So it's kind of sad because you.
Yesterday, I've been on diet of alcohol poisoning. It's okay. He's died with honor.
We would go out, let's say, like at 10, 11. Uh-huh. And all the businessmen, they get off at 6, 5, 6 or whatever. And by 9 o'clock, they're already drunk. And you would walk around and you would see constantly drunk men all over the place. And they would have, like, their business suits. It was kind of sad. You would see them at the subway station or just on the side of the road, passed out. And you knew that they would have to get up tomorrow and go to work because it's like disgraceful to not go to work if you're drunk. Like you have to go to work even if you're like Blitz. Passing out. Yeah, it's crazy. I've never seen so many drunk people all over the place. I just
so the older guys do this shit on purpose. Like I'm gonna get this guy trashed and let's watch him come in tomorrow. Yeah. Make fun of them.
Well, that's one thing I was going to actually ask you about because I was reading where they were like, the culture is big on drinking because you got to think about it. They've been in fear of years of their North Korean brothers or the Chinese to the west of them of always getting fucked up by either country. So they're always on edge and need to fucking drink. And that's one of the testaments they got.
I got a question.
Yes.
Okay. So if you go out and you can't refuse a drink, what if you just don't bother going? Is that more disrespect? Like, You didn't even show up.
Oh, yeah. That just, it looks bad.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't you?
What if you're like, oh, I don't want to get shit-faced and you know, look like an asshole?
Not a choice.
It's kind of weird. Like,
holy
you don't...
shit, that's like ultimate peer pressure. So over there, there's no one that says, oh, no, thank you, I don't drink.
There's...
Everybody drinks.
All the men. Actually, everybody drinks, yeah. I mean, whenever you, no matter what time of the day, you would go to a restaurant, like a nicer restaurant, and they would have maybe 3-4 soju bottles.
That's a lot of pressure, dude.
All around.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of pressure.
Like, I don't care that you don't want to drink.
I don't know how
I feel
about that. I'm scared. I mean, one day I want to say, hey, I'm gonna kick back, but
yeah.
No! You drink now! Right? Fuck that.
Yeah. Especially when you get like maybe 20 businessmen and just you and they're all buying you drinks. Like,
you're the youngest guy.
Drink,
you're the youngest guy.
Yeah.
Also, the youngest guy always has to serve the older men.
Oh, okay.
So.
Nice.
But anyways.
Wait, serve as in?
Yes.
On
every
knees.
Every way. But yeah, no, definitely it was interesting. Like walking around just in a small town and you would see all these men.
Yeah.
Just passed out. It was interesting.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
Are you glad to be home?
You know.
Wow.
He's a communist.
That's a long fucking thought.
when you're in, it's one of those things when we were in Korea, we were thinking so much about all these things that we wanted to do when we got back to the U.S. I want to eat this. I want to see this. I want to do that. And you do it. And then you think about. You start thinking about, oh man, I wish I could go to this restaurant in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do that. Like, life in Korea is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they very stress-free, and the job that you have is very good. And so it kind of makes you double guess yourself. Like, is this where I want to be? But no, I'm happy to be back.
They turned you. But it sounds like to me, Ivan, right?
It does. That sounds common.
They turned
like
your ass.
Ready to go.
Are you going to secretly kill us tonight or what?
Well, I mean, I can't say that.
All right. Are you planning to ever go back?
I would definitely want to go back. Yes.
Really?
They
mean to work or to just a visit? If they called you tonight.
Could you establish yourself
We
there?
Need more teacher. We need you back here. Hi. Yeah.
Like, could you establish yourself there? Like, you're what, 28 years old?
Yeah, 28, 28.
So, let's say you have a job opportunity at like 32. Would you be like, oh, we're going to keep you here for 30 years? Like,
no.
Would you do it?
No. It's
30 years.
No, I think if I married a Korean girl, then maybe.
Uh-oh.
Where did that come from?
You hear that? Divorce is on the horizon.
Yeah, no shit.
No. I mean, like, if I had more
at stake,
more
there.
Reason, yeah, more reason.
So if you okay, let's say you went single, and you married it. Not hey, this is serious. Let's say you went single, you met a Korean chick, and fell in love. You got married. You would be happy with being there for life.
Possibly, yeah.
Wow, You hear that, Ivan?
You'd be like king over there, huh?
The honorary King Bino. All right.
King Bino.
All right, nice. Wow, I guess it had an impact on you, huh?
Yeah, no, we, like I said, the first 4 or 5 months were really bad.
Yeah.
And then you.
Do you think that's like that anywhere you go?
Yeah, I think so.
Away from home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was my
first
time.
And then you fall in love with it and you say, fuck home.
Yeah.
Like, so much better.
Yeah. So there's definitely certain things like you could walk everywhere. Everything is
apparently
cheap.
This is you didn't drive for 2 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah,
right on.
Yeah.
So, if you never go back, Korea will also always hold a special place in your heart.
Yeah.
And if you ever meet a Korean person, will you be like, oh, I'm connected with you somehow?
Oh, definitely. Like when we
wait, is Eugene Korean?
No, he's Chinese.
Oh, weak. Yeah. Fuck him then, right?
when we were traveling through Europe, you could, living there, you see so many Koreans that when you travel outside, you're like, oh, that person's Korean. Like, you could tell right away.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel an affinity for them. You're like, oh, I kind of know you. And I would, when I wanted to take a picture, I would only ask a Korean person.
Really?
I felt.
So you were a racist.
Yeah.
A racist, a Korean racist.
In the same hole you did.
All right. Awesome, man. Sounds like it was a pretty nice time.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was kind of beautiful. A beautiful way and a sad way at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
Is he gonna cry? Is he gonna cry? I don't know. What's possibly happening? All right, now
he's about to write us a haiku.
Soju. Anyway, now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right. Bino, you ready? You have a movie quote?
No.
You don't?
Just say something in Korean. I don't get it. We won't blame you. It's been 2 years.
Can I even go first?
Yes.
Sure.
You don't have one?
Have you just dishonored yourself, but sure.
I'm sorry, I'll leave.
True. The youngsters go first.
Yeah, right?
The youngsters go first. Dishonor. All right.
Well, we're in America.
All right. Show them how it's done, Ivy. Nature boy.
Nature boy?
I need a favor from you. The favor was to pick up 50 kilos of cocaine. 50. That's 110 pounds. Not exactly a small favor. Not like bumming a cigarette, for example. But what the hell? I didn't have anything better to do that day. It's not like I was on parole or anything. I know you got it. You have to have gotten that.
Bino, you go first. Customary.
Can I just throw out a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Traffic.
Okay. Is that your final answer? Yes. I just seen that movie the other day too. Really? Well, rewatched it.
Okay, so that means no. Hold on a second.
I didn't say no, but
blow.
Yes.
A blow. Yes.
You're on the right track with drugs. But yeah, I knew you'd get that. But
that's the only one I can think of with cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. Right. I like that movie a lot though.
Yes, movie.
Bino, you got one?
Okay. I don't know if I'm kind of paraphrasing this.
That's fine.
Okay, so. As long as it's close enough.
Okay. Idiot.
So. I mean, how does it go? You see, he wasn't man anymore. The mom took over. He wasn't a man anymore. It was all mom.
Wow.
You got it?
I don't, do you?
Psycho?
Yes.
What the fuck? You can't use the same movie you pick as your favorite movie.
But dude, how do you not know that line though? That's why he dresses like a woman.
Yeah, that's what.
Come on.
At the end, the psychiatrist or whatever says.
Holy shit, James.
The sheriff's asking what's wrong, and the guy says, "Oh, he wasn't a man anymore."
Or something. But you missed out the line. What's wrong?
Oh, sorry.
All right. I got an easy one this time. Let's hope, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hit and miss sometimes.
Here we go. If his unpleasant wounding has in some way enlightened the rest of you as to the grim finish beneath the glossy veneer of criminal life and inspired you to change your ways, then his injuries carry with it an inherent nobility and a supreme glory. We should all be so fortunate. You say poor Toby. I say poor us. He spoke. Yeah. Hey, man. I thought you were from Long Beach.
Wow, that threw me for a loop. Shit.
At first, I was thinking something like The Queen or
Snatch or something.
Long Beach.
Yeah, I'll tap out now.
I'll use my lifeline. No,
wow. Wow, I thought that was a dead giveaway.
When I hear the answer or what?
I thought it was a dead giveaway.
Bino?
I'm going to go with Ocean's 11.
No, but on the right track.
What?
Yeah. On the right track in the grand scheme of things.
But it's not an Ocean's.
No.
Okay.
Not an Ocean's movie, but on the same vein as an Ocean's movie.
What's the Italian dub? No.
Oh, close. Getting closer.
Is it a heist movie?
Getting closer. Somewhat.
Power heist?
No.
No fucking clue. It better not be so fucking obvious. It's going to be obvious, isn't it? Fucking asshole.
That's it? No more?
Yeah, we're just going to take
a talent job. I would give a second one, but I'm not going to.
I'm tapping.
You know, I'll give one more quote. Okay. You'll get, this is a dead fuck, I'm just giving the answer. I'm handing it to you. Bow tie on top. Fucking bow on it. I just stole 50 cars in one night. I'm a little tired. I'm a little wired. And it's a menace.
2 seconds. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
The end of the movie is when the guy spoke for the first time.
Yeah, fucking, what's his face?
Wasn't he on Snatch?
Yes, that's why I was thinking. Fucking yeah. Snatch and Lock and Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his fucking name, but yeah. Skinny, tall, scary looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Right. It sounded so fucking familiar. Yeah.
You say poor Toby. I say poor us.
Yeah. Horrible movie, but good actor. So are we all like one for one in this or what? Like, you got it right. He got it wrong. I got his right. You got it wrong. I got yours right after the dead giveaway, but he still got it wrong. So I think, yeah. Feel good about this.
I don't know.
I was 0 for 3.
Who cares? All right. Next thing is you traveled, Bino. You traveled between Korea and U.S.
Yes.
Where did you go? Just, I don't want to make this a long fucking deal. Okay. I don't want to hear all your bullshit nonsense talk.
I'm sorry.
Just give me the list of places you went from Korea to U.S.
Do you want layovers as well? Or
no.
Just, okay. All right.
Just places you enjoyed. Okay. No, take it back. Sorry. Places you legitimately visited.
Okay.
Layovers don't count.
Sure. All right. Korea to Istanbul, Rome.
Where's that?
Hungary.
Turkey.
Oh, Turkey, yeah.
Yeah. Istanbul, Turkey. Mm-hmm. Constantinople. Turkey, Istanbul, Rome, Florence, Venice, Milan, Barcelona, Paris, London, Amsterdam. And then 2 small cities in Berlin.
Is Barcelona, Spain?
Yes.
Amsterdam's in
Holland.
Holland.
Netherlands.
And then you went to where?
London.
London, England.
Yeah. And then we went to Germany. 2 small cities in Germany. And
which
then
cities?
Berlin. Wernigerode and Quedlinburg.
Was an airliner?
What?
Airliner?
Airliner?
No. Not that one?
The first one?
Huh? It was an airliner?
Wernigerode.
You know what airliner is?
Airliner sounds like a...
Heard of it?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Sorry.
That's where my Nazi neighbor's from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, and then what else?
Berlin. And then after Berlin, we went to New York and D.C.
Okay.
Yeah. And then L.A.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Here's my question now.
Yes.
Out of all those places, which one was the coolest?
Coolest?
Wait, did you smoke weed in Amsterdam?
No.
Okay. Okay, which one was the coolest?
Coolest, I would probably say London or Istanbul.
Turkey?
Yes.
Okay. What was so cool about that place?
Istanbul was just... everything was really cheap and... It's kind of like you were in the Middle East a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know how to explain. It was right on the river, and everywhere you look, there's mosques.
Is it like beautiful?
Yeah, it's mosques, beautiful mosques everywhere you look. And
Ivan, what's a mosque?
Mosque isn't that like a temple?
It's a Muslim temple. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and
bunch of Muslims.
But
were you scared?
No.
No. Oh, are they very peaceful? They don't want to kill you for being a white devil?
No. It's just like I was saying, like everywhere we traveled, it's like you have people who are jerks and people who are just super nice.
Yeah. So out of all those places you went, Turkey was your favorite place?
No.
Turkey or London?
You said which one was the coolest.
That's what I mean. Like, which is the coolest place to go?
Oh.
Where would you frequent again?
No. Out of all the places, what was your favorite? Let's break it down. Your favorite one out of all the places you visited?
I don't think I have one, but if I were to go back, I would either go to London or visit the rest of Italy.
You liked Italy?
Yeah, Italy's very nice.
I had a guy on the show, yeah. Bobbert. He said it was shitty over there.
Really?
Yeah. Is he wrong? Was the food good?
It was okay. It wasn't anything like I think everything's like, oh, Italian cuisine. But we went to like the big cities, Rome and
I'm disappointed. Venice. I thought for sure it'd be like awesome food. No good?
I think the Italian food that's famous is comes from the south, Sicily, and we didn't go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see like vineyards and shit?
No, not really.
What was I going to ask you about? Oh, did it stink over there?
No.
Didn't he say it stunk? Is that what he
I
said?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think he did. I thought he said it stunk
did
over there.
Did he say
there.
It stunk? No.
That would be wrong. I didn't
go to any city that smelled. Paris was a little bit dirty.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't romantic?
It was romantic. That place? But it,
what are the
I
language?
Think it was a little overrated.
The language is no good? Right? Is that good?
I heard the food is like very hard to get used to and very expensive.
Yeah, it's very different in France. Yeah. It's definitely very different.
So what's so good about England that you liked it so much? Pubs?
Yeah, everything. Like the pubs, the everything was free.
Eddie Gears went to England, Manchester.
Manchester, yeah.
He said that everyone's like very nice to see you. Like, hey, come in, let me buy you a drink. That kind of shit. Is that how it is?
Yeah, everyone's very nice. And you have these beautiful buildings and the people are nice. Yeah. And it's expensive, though.
Really?
But yeah.
You ever see a black guy that spoke the like English accent? Uh-huh. Is that weird?
No.
Trust those guys, huh?
I don't trust them. Right on.
Everything
so you went to pubs. Did you go into a red telephone type deal?
No.
No? Did you go to Abbey Road?
No.
Oh, fuck myself. What's the matter with you?
We passed by Abbey Road.
No.
We went to the Olympics.
What? At the actual Olympics?
Yeah.
You saw something?
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
We saw men's basketball and women's volleyball.
Oh, shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Huh. Women's volleyball.
Yeah.
Was it hot?
No.
Were you there for the Queen's Jubilee at all?
No. That was a couple months before.
Idiot. Right. What's the matter with you?
Moron.
Fucking retard. Eddie Gear said he was there for that shit,
right? Yeah, exactly. That's why I was curious.
What's the matter with you?
He said it was a party.
That's crazy.
Is that it? Are we done? Oh, what's the shittiest place you went to? Don't lie.
When you say shittiest, do you mean
like you didn't like it? You're like, fuck this place.
You're like, holy shit.
I'm never coming back here. Don't say Fontana.
He's like, damn it, why didn't I have to go to India? I would have had an answer.
Honestly. We were only there for like half a day, but Milan.
Italy?
Yeah, in Italy.
No shit? Sucked?
No, it was just kind of sketchy. Like, all of Italy, there were these sketchy people, but they never really, like, were full on bugging you. But mm-hmm. when we were in Milan, you could right away see it. Like, these people were trying to scam you or that kind of stuff. But all the cities that we went to, we loved them all.
So greasy Italians, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Preying on American infidels.
Right on. All right, I got one more thing before we close it out.
All right.
You're a real Mexican, right? We established the beginning of the show.
You got two dads that are.
I got a little segment called Ask a Mexican. That's you.
Okay.
Did you ever shit in a field?
Probably when I was younger.
That's what I mean. Did you ever shit in a field? You did, right?
Pretty sure.
You don't remember? God damn it. Because Superdig was on the show.
Yeah.
And he said he went to his grandfather's, like, what do you call that shit? Ranch?
Yeah.
Ranch, yeah.
And I think he said he shit in a field. I thought you for sure shit in a field.
I probably have. I
wanted to hear your in-depth stories. No? Nothing? What about showering in a river?
Yes.
Nude?
Oh, no.
No?
I don't think so.
God damn it.
Boxers.
Sorry.
What a fucking bust.
I'm sorry to break all of your Mexican stereotypes.
What a bust.
Jean shorts?
All right, fine. God damn it. I wanted to picture you naked in a river.
you still can.
Okay, so... So you never shit in a field in Mexico. And if you did, what'd you wipe your ass with?
A lizard?
Wheat.
A lizard.
I'm pretty sure my mom had toilet paper.
God damn it. All right, fine. Sorry. I'll go to the main hitter then.
Racist.
Is it true? I've heard from a different guest. Is it true that it's common for men in Mexico living on ranches way out in the countryside to fuck sheep?
I don't know. I've never heard of that, but
God damn it!
Yeah, I never heard that either.
I'm sure it happens just like it happens in the U.S.
I've heard that in the U.S., yeah. And Irish or Ireland and Italy. But
the way this guy was talking, it's pretty common for dudes that are like living in Mexico on ranches to fuck sheep.
Actually, I would say that there's really no single men living in Mexico.
No single men.
What usually happens is that all the single men come to the U.S. to work and they send money back to their family.
Okay.
So usually you have a lot of families.
So you're telling me that if me and Ivan go down to Mexico, we just fuck a lot of hot bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no men around.
Their men are over here working.
That it?
In screaming infidelities.
Right?
But no, I've never heard that about the sheep or the crow and the falcon.
Way to fucking ruin the whole show, you asshole. You could have made something up. You could have said, I fucked a sheep. Yeah. It was great.
I synced it.
Great.
God damn it.
Sorry.
My listeners are fucking disappointed now.
Was that your last question?
That was it.
That was a fucking hitter right there.
God damn it.
Why don't you make up a last question?
You like rainbows.
Oh, man.
I've heard enough. All right. Now it's time for I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's. I fancy that.
Fancy.
Ivan, let's show them how it's done.
Yes.
You go first, my friend.
I was debating a lot of my fancies. I had a good fuck you, but my fancies, there's just too much. I might have to go a little mush with it.
There's too much. It's just too much.
There is. And I might have to go a little mush with it, but fucking making love to a good woman. I fancy that. I have to be a softie about it, but yeah. No no dumb little thing like I fancy my farts by myself. But yeah, love it with a good woman. Gotta fucking love that. When you fucking just connect with somebody on a fucking good level.
Oh, how can I make fun of you now? You're getting too serious with this
shit.
Holy shit.
It's great, though. You can't make fun of that. That's like, wow.
Are you saying you're in love?
You don't have to be in love to have sex like that.
No, that's called making love.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're in love.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But you could still fuck somebody and still have like that. Whoa, like that was, we fucking click like that. I think, yeah, I don't think you have to be making love.
No, but what you said was.
Because making love is boring.
No. Oh my God.
It could be
boring.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
It could be boring.
It could be, but what you just described was not fucking. You said, dude, when you get a woman and just connecting that one level,
yeah.
That's making love, asshole.
Okay.
That's we'll not fucking.
We'll call it making love then.
Sure. Making love could be boring.
Yes.
But what you described is the act of making love.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Yeah, dude, the other day I fucked a bitch.
No.
That's not what you said. You said, oh my God, dude, like when you connect on a certain level and you just like, you're so there with each other.
So even if you had a one night stand, you would call that making love, even if you connected on that level. You're like, holy shit, that was mind blowing sex. And I only fucked that person for the night.
I wouldn't call it making love.
And that's what I'm saying, because you can connect on that level even if you're not in love with the person. All right,
fine.
Or whatever.
Okay, what I'll say...
I'll say my particular scenario,
what I
yes.
will say is...
yes, love for sure, my particular scenario, but...
Chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry for sure.
Okay.
And fucking, yeah, making love to a good woman. Like,
fucking chemistry.
Yeah, fucking chemistry. Yeah, I fancy that. It's like, wow, because especially if you've had a couple partners or whatever and it just didn't match up, especially when you thought... You're like, okay, I matched up with this partner, fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, someone else stumbles upon you're like, completely mind-blowing. Like, you don't even have to think about
it. You erase the other one.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. Like, you know, gotta fucking fancy that. He's rarely comes across your life. You know, fucking Dennis Leary actually has a good stand-up. I don't know if you guys have heard it. It's called No Cure for Cancer. And he has this part where... He says, you know, like money doesn't buy you happiness. Happiness comes in small doses. It's a cookie. It's when you've come, you know, things like that. But the common part is like, yeah, fuck yeah, because you might have sex with somebody and all you look for is towards the end. You don't look for the act of doing it. You're like, I'm looking to just to fucking come and I'm done.
Yeah.
But when you fucking find that person, when you're on another level and you're like, holy shit, we can fuck for hours and I'll be happy that moment. I can care less if I come because I'm digging the act that we're doing right now. Yeah, that comes rarely, so I definitely fancy that.
That never happens. You always want to come.
Oh yeah, for sure. At some point, you get frustrated if you don't. But I don't know. Yeah, just fucking yeah. But just in general, like that level that, you know, I guess if you haven't experienced it,
what I
want
to hear you say
right
now is
I'm in love. But I definitely fancy making love to a good woman.
All right, I can appreciate that for sure. Yeah. I'm just busting your balls a bit, oh, but yeah, yeah, I like that.
You have to. It's not the danger out here. Don't.
That's true.
You We're faggot. Not Oprah. We're not on a couch right now. But that's my fancy, that.
Well done,
I fancy
sir.
Love with a good woman.
All right.
Bino, how can you follow that?
I can't. Except.
Except for this gym.
Yeah, except for when I'm in the field and I feel the wind in my hair.
You ever felt the wind in the crack of your ass?
I feel one with nature. No, I can't really compete with that.
You don't have to.
It's not even meant to be. That's, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the ridiculous answer.
I fancy In-N-Out.
That works.
It does.
Living away for 2+ years and then you come.
You literally come.
Oh! Only after 2 years.
That's right. No.
You get back to the U.S. and the first thing that you eat is In-N-Out.
Is that true? That's the first thing you ate?
And it's just beautiful.
How was it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, double-double.
Just a single.
Oh, fucking gay.
With animal style fries.
But just having it, though.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get you because I've never been away for 2 years, but like when I do my camping trips in Yosemite, I'm usually gone for like 5 to 7 days. My first meal when I'm coming back is In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
It's just beautiful.
So yeah, I can imagine 2 years without American beef.
So when you first bite, the first bite is like, oh my God. Fuck Koreans.
Drop another bomb on them. Yeah. I love the secret sauce.
Nice. All right, so now you close it out.
I fancy that.
Good.
I like Good job.
It. Here's what I fancy.
Jets. Jets.
My fancies and fuckies are pretty weak this time, man. I'm just like, I'm skimming off the bottom of the list I have. I fancy, you know what? It's kind of gay. It's kind of gay, but I fancy.
Is it Panera Cash?
It's that Glee boy in Panera. I fancy a professional person in a drive-thru.
Oh yeah,
it's rare, dude. It's so fucking rare. I'm not gonna lie. I went to a while back Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, hey, there's no hitting on that,
Ivan. I'm sure you fancy a good wiener once in a while.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you do, buddy.
Fat wiener in the mouth. I appreciate that.
So I go to the drive-thru. It's on the way home from work. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, hello, sir. Can I help you? I'm like, holy shit. Who's this guy?
Did not expect that.
And so I order the food. He's like, oh, thank you very much. This will be this amount of money. And the first window. Blah, blah, blah. Like, wow. And it's like, usually you hear like,
can I take your order?
What's up? Oh, yeah. That yeah, that's the extreme. Or the other side is, what's up, bro? Like, what do you want?
Yeah. Do you want the pastrami sandwich?
Yeah. So like what? Like you want like chili or what? Yeah. Like you want a Coke? Or what? No Coke. Coke. You sure? Eh? Okay. All right, come on to the.
It's only 40 cents more.
You want the Big Mac?
Right.
So I mean, obviously, you know, you go to drive-throughs. There's a lot of shitty people that don't have any fucking qualifications. It's just some idiots. Or you got the. Oh my God. That'll be $4.25 with the first one. All that shit. So when you get someone that's like professional as shit and, you know, talking very polite, respect you, elders, right?
It's like the easiest order you've ever had in your life. You're like, I got everything.
This dude
right.
was like super fucking beyond polite, extreme to where am I awake right now? Am I in the world? Am I in the Matrix? What's going on? Yeah. So yeah. Do professional people actually in any field, but especially in shitty fast food?
Fuck
field.
Yeah!
The drive-through,
especially
they can really give a shit about
you. Oh fuck
you.
Yeah! Yeah,
I fancy that.
That's good.
Now it's time for the dark side of life. The nastiness. Dirty, nasty. Nastiness.
The nasty,
dirty. Nasty dirtiness. The fuck you moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
All right, Bino.
Yes.
Do you have to see how it's done first, or you got it? Ivan, go ahead and take it away.
Going on the the path of our fast food, that's mind pegged it right there. Fuck McDonald's, especially their drive through, but in general, and their militant fucking control over ketchup packets. I fucking hate it. McDonald's is always the worst, and especially if you ever go to a McDonald's franchise fucking restaurant, which there's one in Baldwin Park off of West Covina Parkway.
Yeah.
They charge you 5 cents per ketchup packet that you ask for.
5 cents?
5 cents. And I was surprised. This happened years ago where I was visiting a friend. We went to McDonald's. I had a fucking, you know, a number one Big Mac, large fries. Asked them for ketchup. And they gave me, you know, a ketchup packet. And I asked them for extra ketchup. And they said, how many? I was like, fuck, I don't know. Give me a handful. Well, how many? Because it's 5 cents a ketchup packet. I was like, you know, fuck you. I'll go buy a bottle of ketchup. Anyways, you go to any fucking McDonald's, they're the only ones who do this shit.
Yeah.
You go to In-N-Out, can I get some ketchup? Boom. Fucking just give you a handful or whatever. Right. Burger King, same shit. But McDonald's, they're fucking Nazis with their ketchup. And I don't understand why. So my friend had we went one day for lunch a couple of weeks ago, and she's like, we should just come up with something absurd. So I asked him for 50 packets of ketchup. And the lady was fucking flipped out. She's like, I can give you 50 ketchup packets. I was like, why the fuck did you even ask me? Just give me a handful of ketchup. And when I asked that, then you asked me how many I wanted. So what the fuck do you want from me? But why they get that way, I have no fucking clue. And I fucking despise it. And I have done it a few times. And I have to say, I'll admit it. McDonald's fries are fucking awesome when you don't really need ketchup.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you get some soggy ass fries from them where you're like, I want some fucking ketchup. These are not crispy. They're not long. Fuck these fucking fries. Especially when you order a large and it's a bunch of medium fries in a large fucking container. Like, fuck you.
I like little leftovers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck that. I need some ketchup packets for this. And when they have that fucking control over the ketchup packet, fuck those guys. Nazis. Fuck you, McDonald's, and your militant hold on ketchup packets.
Nice.
Like, they act like it's going to be currency in the future if they give it away. Like, fuck you. Just give me my fucking ketchup.
It's worth 5 cents.
It's going to be worth something someday.
Holy shit.
Nice. Yeah. Bino, what do you got?
I would have to say the DMV.
Oh, boy.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Actually, today I went to go, we just bought out the lease for our car. And everything went fine. It was good. Smooth. But I think that their test is very easy because there was a guy next to me, a Chinese man, maybe like in his 60s, 70s.
And as a Korean, you hate Chinese.
Yes. And they were asking him, like, do you have glasses? And he would just look at them, like, not knowing.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you read you know, they make you read that thing, right, with, like, your eyes closed. And
sure.
He had no idea. And then finally they got him and to read it, and I think you got it right. But I was just thinking, you know what? That sucks, DMV. Like, you're going to get this guy to drive, and this is going to be the guy that's going to cut me off.
Oh, shit. Exactly.
And kill my family.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, wow, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? So,
right,
DMV. For letting...
What do you want to say to that?
Fuck you.
Nicely done, sir.
For letting people who shouldn't be driving,
right,
driving.
There's a whole lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
American, you know what, dude? And domestic. And
a friend of mine.
It's not just Chinese. Sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to. But yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine, his grandfather is like old as shit. And he's got like dementia, like early signs of dementia. DMV is like, okay, take this test. This is what he told me. Take this test. And if you pass, you get your license. The guy's been like trying and trying and trying. He finally got it, dude. Mm-hmm. And he is fucking old as shit.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what's going on. He's like, oh, I don't know. So his son, who's my friend's father, saw the license in the mail, he got it and he fucking ripped it up and threw it in the trash.
That's a fucking civil duty.
Because he didn't
right
want
there.
That asshole to drive. Yeah. His father, his own father.
Yeah, that's fucking a civil duty right
so
there.
So DMV, dude, the same
that's
deal.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're putting murderers behind the wheel.
Well, I don't know if you guys read, like, a couple weeks ago, the same dude who ran over 11 people at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica like eight years ago. He just got renewed for a license again and ran over two more people.
No
like,
fucking way.
3 weeks ago. They're like, how is this motherfucker still getting a license?
Wow.
Yeah.
There
ridiculous.
You go. Bino, we're on board with you.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Here's my fucking moment. This is kind of personal to me. I'm not going to name names. I don't have to.
Javier. Just kidding.
My fuck you is to girls that wear these low-cut shirts with their tits popping out, nice cleavage. But they cover themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is very frustrating.
I know somebody.
Sorry.
Not naming names. Sorry, Bino. It is you, Bino. You added yourself. I know this chick who will wear these very low-cut shirts, large breasts, cleavage for miles.
Yeah.
And she will wear a sweater all the time. And I don't understand it, dude, because low fucking cut shirt, but always like covering herself up.
Yeah.
And then if you look at her, sorry,
you're
if you
perv.
Look in her direction, she immediately covers herself up. Like, don't look at me. It's like, you little fucking bitch. What is the matter with you, right? Yeah. Don't wear the fucking clothes if you don't want to be seen in them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Okay. I want my boyfriend to see me. Okay. Wear lingerie at night when you guys are alone.
Oh, shit.
Don't wear that shit all day and then cover yourself up. Mm-hmm. Make me feel uncomfortable because you're fucking uncomfortable with my uncomfortableness.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Dave Chappelle says, he's like, you might not be a whore, but you are wearing a whore's uniform.
Yeah, I guess it's maybe, I don't even know if it's a tease.
Yeah.
Is that a tease?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the fuck it is because I know those girls that you're talking about and yeah. It's like, but they literally walk around like that. Well, what's the point of wearing that? Like, you know what attention you're going to grab. You know what you're showing off.
Right.
So if you didn't like that, wear a fucking turtleneck or wear a fucking regular shirt or button up that polo shirt for girls that you're wearing that's down to just one button. Like,
right.
That's all you're bad. Like, exactly. I didn't do that with my eyes.
I think it's just those girls who pretend to not like to be looked at.
Yeah.
But deep down, the like
it's all psychological damage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Look at me. Don't look at me.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fucking weird because I know a girl, she's got like amazing tits, but she dresses up. Like at work, very professional. You know, shirts are like, you know, not no cleavage at all. Maybe a little bit, you know, neck and chest or whatever. Zero cleavage and fine.
Yeah.
But then you got fucking next department some dumb bitches who are thinking they're hot and they're like, oh, this guy was checking me out. Well, fuck.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Exactly. We're on the same page, guys.
Fuck yeah.
So
those
girls
are annoying.
Girls that are idiots or teases, whatever you want to call them. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Big fuck you.
All right. That's the show, boys and girls. It's over. Bino.
Thank you.
Thank you for having.
No, thank you.
Wait, what?
All the way from Korea.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
thank you for having me.
You had him. You did say it.
You had me?
Thank you. You guys had each other.
Thank you that we have you. And hey, I like you, man.
Thank you.
A little
like
bit,
too.
Tiny bit.
Not bad.
I Ivan, love you.
I've known him for a couple hours, and
thank you for.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's a good guy, right?
Yeah, he's not bad at all.
He's all right.
Thank you for coming out, Ivan.
No problem.
Making an appearance on a weeknight.
I'm gonna find my cave and go back.
Thank you for the beer.
Oh yeah, the Mississippi mud.
Yeah,
but,
good times.
Yeah, good stuff. Not bad.
Bino, you're leaving again shortly.
Yes, this weekend we will be leaving for a road trip around the U.S. and Canada.
No shit.
Yep.
Very cool deal.
Look at that guy.
Yep.
What's are you going like?
What's your
southeast
route?
Or
we're
north,
gonna head up north west? All the way to Vancouver and up to Jasper, which uh-huh. is in Canada, then come down to Yellowstone.
Oh, you bastard!
That's in Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah, okay. To Mount Rushmore.
Do you know where Yellowstone was named? Oh, you know, that's not true. What's my fact I want to think about?
All right.
Never mind. Go for it.
See you later.
Go ahead.
And we're going to end in Kansas City, which my wife's parents
are.
That's
where ending?
At. Well, no. We might be there for a month or so. My
in Kansas City?
My wife's parents are there.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe we'll look for a job, like part-time. Just
no shit.
Yeah, just live life and then come down to
you're like nomads.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's very cool, man.
Yep.
So after that, then what are your plans? Keep driving or just come straight home?
No, come straight home. Maybe.
You're not going to like East Coast?
No, we already went to the East Coast.
Have you been to like New England area?
No.
You don't want to?
No, I would love to.
Uh-huh.
The nearest I've been to is New York. We're the furthest up, so.
You should do that shit.
I should.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fucking up the road trip.
Right? Why not?
Well, we're here, not going anywhere. You're fucking up.
I'll tell you, should I want? I'm going nowhere. Yeah, Eddie Gears went to Boston.
Okay. Boston.
He said it was cool as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to go. Yeah. But,
you should. Idiot.
Okay. I will.
I want you to go to the South and tell me how racist it is.
I've been to Tennessee and Arkansas.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousin told me he came from, you know Dominic, right?
Yeah.
Who?
You've asked me if I know Dominic, like, I swear, like, 10 times.
Oh, sorry. Well, he came from Florida, and he drove, you know, the route from Florida to here, and he went through Alabama, which he said is the most racist of all time, and he said he saw a sign that said, "Niggers keep driving."
Wow.
Something like that.
I remember that in the podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Alabama? Yeah, it was Alabama.
That's
yeah.
Fucking nuts, dude.
I haven't been that south. I've only been to...
I want you to go down there on that drive and take a picture for that sign.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
That would be like,
fucking awesome. Yeah.
Thumbs up. Get out.
Dude, but the best would be to have a black guy take a picture with you there. That'd be so fucking cool. Hey, black guy.
Walking past the sign or something.
Take a picture with me over here. All right. Hey, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for
this
having me.
This is episode 65, by the way.
Wow.
65.
Holy crap.
65. This is the episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're officially retired.
We're doing an episode.
Wait, is 65
Wait,
retired
we've been recording?
Now?
Yeah. No, 62.
Is that right?
I thought so. I don't know. Anyways,
is it 65 or if you have the amount of years you need before then? I don't know. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right. Hey, thank you for listening. I'm sure nobody lasted this long, right?
Possibly not.
Does anyone listen to this whole show?
For you, you did.
Only three people listen to this. Yeah,
I
this
believe
room.
So. All right. That was it. Hey, thank you all for coming. I said that already like three times?
I think you have, yeah.
All right, fuck yourself then. All right, see you later. Thank you. And?
Good night.
Stay dangerous, my friends.
Oh, yes. Yeah.